the Pierre, South Dakota hometown kid, pitching in game number two here in the Expedition League. And the 0-1 pitch misses outside for a ball. Count now even at 1-1 here as we just got underway in Pierre, South Dakota, the state capital. Score 0-0 with a runner on first base. The 1-1 from Van Camp goes breaking ball in there. Went back door with that one. Nice frame from Carson Trumpold. And the count now 1-2 after the lead batsman Dane Nakasuka reached on hit by pitch. The 1-2 chopped foul back to the left side. We've got a nice crowd out here tonight. I know that my radio listeners, you can't really hear that right now because of some technical difficulties we can't quite figure out. But for the YouTube stream, and 1-2 pitch, that one's fouled off to the right side and out of play. But as I was saying, some technical difficulties we can't quite figure out with the crowd mic for the radio broadcast. So all of you listening on 92.7 with the lovely DRG Media Group, probably can't hear the crowd or the crack of the bat. The 1-2, taking off for second base is Nakasuka, and he's got him. Carson Trumpold guns him down at second base. So Dane Nakasuka reaches on the first pitch of the game by getting hit, and then he gets gunned down on Top Gun night. That's the theme here at the park. Gets gunned down by Carson Trumpold with his best Tom Cruise impression. Guns him down. Four out number one. So the count remains. Actually, that's two outs. I mean, that was a strike him out, throw him out. It was. It was a swing and a miss. So we had a strike him out, throw him out situation. So two away now. And it's Craig Kinney batting, the catcher. Batting third after the strike him out, throw him out. From the hand of Jack Van Camp into the arm of Carson Trumpold into the awaiting glove of Connor Bendick. Nice tag, nice play all the way around. So we have a 1-0 count now. And the first pitch is fired in there for a called strike. So actually a 2-1 count now. The 2-1. That one misses. And the 3-1 pitch. I'm going to call that one a strike. And Craig Kinney didn't really like that one too much. He got up to take his walk to first, threw his bat behind him. Now he's going to have to walk back there and pick it up. So 3-2 is the count now. Jack Van Camp fires that one in there. It's chopped over to third base. Brown makes the play, throws the first in time to retire the side. So the leadoff man reaches, but no harm done after Carson Trumpold guns him down at second base. We go to the bottom of the first inning, 0-0. The score remains. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers River 92.7.
Ah, why am I so sore? There are everyday moments.
Oh, hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder! Oh.
Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments.
Fly!
Go it! Class of 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customers' smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important thing, your business and your customers.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium for the bottom of the first inning. Score is 0-0. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on River 92.7, driven by the Office of Highway Safety. River 92.7, KGFX FM, Pierre. When you gamble with safety, you bet your life, so please buckle up. So the 1-2-3 inning for the local, Jack Van Camp, in the top of the first inning. And so now it'll be the Trappers trying to get it started here in the bottom of the first. It'll be Connor Bendick, the shortstop, leading it off. And then from there, we'll have Noah McCreary and Jacob Griffin. Trappers facing a righty tonight after facing a lefty on the mound to start the game yesterday. So here we go. Connor Bendick, the right-handed hitter, going to be striding in there. Trappers wearing their tan jerseys with tan hats and white pants. Stark contrast from what last night was. And the first pitch fired in there for a called strike one. Brandon Hill, the righty on the mound from Midway. The 0-1 pitch bounces in the dirt. And as I mentioned, the wind will be a bit of a factor in this game, blowing fairly hard from left to right field. And the 1-1, that's taken for strike two. Here in the bottom of the first inning. And the 1-2 pitch. Another breaking ball. That one misses low. That's chopped on the ground over there to second. Making the play and throwing that one over is Rendon for the first out. So a ground out to start the bottom of the first for Connor Bendick. And now we'll have Noah McCreary, who batted second in the lineup yesterday, went 1-for-3 with a base hit, a run scored, and a walk. One of many walks by the Trappers last night, 16 to be exact. One of them came from Noah McCreary, a senior at Clark University, native of Davenport, Iowa. And the first pitch, that one misses. So a 1-0 count to the lefty Noah McCreary. And the 1-0 pitch swung on and missed. Count even at 1-1 here in Hyde Stadium. The 1-1 incoming. In there for a called strike, goes off speed, and they're going to say that one did get in there on the back side of the plate, back door breaking ball. Now we're going to call time. Gust of wind got Noah McCreary up near the face, so needed to step out and wipe his eyes. As I mentioned, the wind, bit of a factor today, especially for the left-handed hitters. The 1-2 goes back outside, and that one missed. Count now even at 2-2. He'll get set from the windup and the 2-2. Tries to go another one back door, and that one does not come back in. The count now 3-2. And the payoff pitch, that missed high for ball four. So the first walk of the evening for the Trappers. And that gives them a base runner with one away in the bottom of the first. So now it'll be Jacob Griffin batting, the designated hitter. He played in right field last night. He joined me on the pregame show earlier. Went 1-for-2 with that RBI double off the wall in left center. A ball that just kind of kept traveling. I think that's probably about what would happen if you were to put one in the air over there to right field with the wind blowing that way. Just put one in the air there. We'll see what the wind can do with it. First pitch to Griffin. Missed low. Easy take for ball one. Brandon Hill on the mound. Checking over on Noah McCreary at first base. The 1-0 pitch brushed him off a little bit and missed inside. It's 2-0 is the count here in the bottom of the first inning. The score 0-0 with a runner on first base. The 2-0 pitch, that's chopped on the ground, is short. Going to be a tough play from Herbert. Flips it over to second and to first, not in time. So they will get the lead runner. Ground out to shortstop. So there are two away now here in the bottom of the first. And so we'll go to the cleanup man, Anthony Barraza, the righty. Bit of a rough night for Anthony last night, 0 for 5 with 3 strikeouts. But here he is facing a righty tonight, and he's got a runner on first. And that one's hit on through the left side of the infield for a base hit. So just as I was mentioning the rough night last night, Anthony Barraza shoots one through that 5-6 hole on the left side, and he reaches. So we've got runners on first and second with two away here in the bottom of the first for the Trappers. And now we will have Hunter Brown, the third baseman, standing in for the first time tonight. He hit one to probably about the deepest part of the yard last night. It was an RBI double, and he tried to stretch it into a triple but was thrown out in the process. Hit that out to the 383 sign in left center. If you'd hit that pretty much anywhere else, it probably would have left. He's got an RBI opportunity now, though. And the first pitch of the at-bat. Off-speed misses inside. The count now, 1-0. And the 1-0 pitch. Check swing taken. First strike, one. And a big swing and a miss in the 1-1 count. Makes it 1-2. So now a 1-2 count. And the pitch, that's lined into right field, ranging over and making the play for out number 3. A nice play there for Dickinson and the right fielder. So a pretty good charge put into that one from Hunter Brown, but a line out nonetheless. We're through an inning of play here, 0-0. The score remains. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the corner station.
The BRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
I'm already liking how it's going right now and everything I'm already doing. And after this contract, I'd actually like to go active duty and then see where it goes from there.
Here's Kaylee Rolfe, graduated senior, Great Boulder, but she's talking about a career in the military, maybe. Find out more on the Players Perspective Podcast. Listen or download your favorite station page at drgnews.com and the DRG News app. Brought to you by American Bank and Trust and Avera Orthopedics.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
Welcome back in here to Pierre, South Dakota. Hyde Stadium, home of the Trappers for the top of the second inning in a 0-0 ball game. Jack Van Camp on the mound, and he fires the first pitch, taken for ball one by the right fielder Zach Dickerson. He made the catch in right field to end the bottom of the first for the Trappers. And he is batting now. The 1-0, that one missed. Well outside. Count now 2-0. Jack Van Camp, the lefty. The 2-0 pitch. Taken in there for a called strike. And I just had the starter from last night, Caleb Hay, join me up here. And he will be on the headset shortly once I sort a couple of things out. Big swing and a miss there from Dickerson, and it's a 2-2 count now in the first batter of the top of the second inning. The 2-2 pitch, chopped foul to the left side. Got quite a few hecklers in the crowd here in Hyde Stadium. It's always entertaining when you've got those people. Add some excitement and some fun to the game. Big wave and a miss on the off speed, and that will retire the first batter of the inning, Zach Dickerson. So now one away. Just want everyone to bear with me a little bit here with this live stream audio, trying to figure out what exactly the problem is. For all my listeners on DRG, you can hear me just fine. Not the case for the live stream. First pitch in there to Griffin Snyder, up misses upstairs. 1-0 the count. That one's lying in the left field. McCreary ranges over and makes the play for out number two. So two down now. So now it'll be Jarrett Brandon, the designated hitter, the lefty. He brought in the first run of the season for the Roosters last night on a base hit through the left side, and he watches the first pitch in there for a called strike one. And that one's cut on and missed for strike two. And the 0-2 pitch, breaking ball bounced in the dirt. So now, in a 1-2 count, two away here in the top of the second inning. 1-2, called strike three. Two strikeouts in the inning for Van Camp. That retires the side, and we will go to the bottom of the second inning. The score remains 0-0. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull-type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero-turn mowers in three models, and Bush Hog tillers, three-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Are you ready for a little fun in the sun?
Oh, yeah.
Funtime Rentals in Fort Pier and DRG Media Group are giving you a chance to win a four-hour pontoon rental. Head over to your favorite station page at drgnews.com and register daily for your chance to win
a pontoon rental from Funtime Rentals.
See the full list of rental items by visiting funtimerentalsfb.com. Thanks to our friends at the Long Branch, River City's Public Transit, Iceman Home, Slumberland Furniture, Masterpiece One-Stop Smoke Shop, and Funtime Rentals for making this promotion possible.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
And welcome back into Hyde Stadium here. For the bottom of the second inning, we are joined by the GM of the Trappers, the lovely John Hunt, with us here. Last time you were in here, the Trappers scored 4 runs in the bottom of the second. We'll see if we get a bit of a repeat performance of that.
And I don't know that I've ever been called lovely on the air. So that
well, there
is
you
something
go. It's
new
a first.
And interesting. I know. Ooh, big
That's
swing.
A big swing and a miss there.
How about Jack Van Camp last inning? Our fans are excited.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Because they got $2 off their beer in the strikeout inning because he struck out 2 in the last inning.
Love to hear that. And I'm sure that our fans in the crowd who have been giving some input, love to hear that as well.
Oh, I just got a little input from the opposing team, one of their
1-2
guys.
1-2 hit on the ground by Mueller over to shortstop. Herbert
Long
with the play to first, and in time, what a scoop over there at first from Kelly.
By the way, I like the way that umpire calls an out. It looks like he's, you know. He's
really gets it, man. I love
he's
the personality.
About that.
Gotta love the personality.
You doing all right tonight, my friend?
I am, yeah. The technology doesn't always cooperate with you. Things sometimes don't work the way they're supposed to. Audio on the YouTube stream being a little bit difficult right now.
By the way, I see you got the full names on there.
Yes, I do.
That's
so
awesome.
I always like listening to what the viewers have to say, and that one is in there, breaking ball for a called strike.
Yeah, we
to
you
CJ
know,
Combo.
And last night, we did get those 4 runs in the second inning after you had called me up here. However, it didn't come until there were 2 outs.
Right. We've got a 1-1 count now after the breaking ball missed outside to CJ Combo. The second baseman, the 1-1, that one hit him.
Hit again. How many?
When you're in here, it happens every time you're in here.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the 6th batter hit by a pitch in this series already, and we're just about 10.5 innings into the series. The 6th hit batsman for the Trappers.
It is, yeah. These guys are going to have to wear armor and catcher's gear when they go up to the plate.
Absolutely, without a doubt. And now we've got Carson Trumple, the catcher. Speaking of hit by pitch, he was one of the batters hit last night. And now he's striding in there. So after having a little bit of time to reflect on last night, what are your thoughts from yesterday?
I am excited about the fan reaction last night. Another ball in the dirt.
Snapped over. They got a, we got a pickle here. We got a
pickle.
Rundown.
Oh, he could have gotten out of that rundown. The ball went to the other side. He's going to run by the first baseman.
And he might get out of this.
Safe.
Oh, we'll see.
Yes.
Yeah, he's safe.
They called him safe.
Wow. What some
was
crafty.
Was that CJ? I couldn't.
That was CJ.
Okay, CJ Combo.
That
nice
was
hustle. He was caught in the pickle and hustled. He slid his way back in head first. I know our intern crew is not excited about that because they got to wash the jerseys after the game.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Great hustle by CJ Combo.
He was dead in the water, dead to rights, but turned it into something much better than that. And so we're going to have a little bit of a conversation now between the Roosters manager and the umpires.
And just, you know, I had a Northern, I know there are not a lot of Northern Iowa fans listening to the ball game, and we appreciate you guys. We know it's a new season for you, a new year. And I had a gentleman come over and tell me, hey, I don't think you should let your fans talk to our players. And I'm like, well, this is they're paying to be here. As long as they're not cursing, I'm all right with that. And so the guy, you know, he took me to task. But I'm sure the same thing's going to happen when we go to Northern Iowa. I mean, if we get you know, if we hit too many of their batters, stuff is going to get, there's going to be catcalls. Stuff is going
to
happen.
For sure. It'll be interesting to see what happens the first time
that we go to their house.
Trappers
next week.
Go to Bancroft, Iowa.
On Tuesday.
Yes, and I will be there, I believe.
Okay.
So got Carson Trumple.
There's a
ground hit
ball.
One to third. Over to second for one. And to first, we've got a double play. A nice stretch
and
there
nice
from
stretch.
Kelly.
Yeah, nice stretch by that first baseman.
Showing off the gymnast stretch.
Yeah, I would be singing soprano right now if I had to do that.
Yes, that was a quick 1-2-3 inning for the Trappers. That double play to end it from Carson Trumple. So that'll end the bottom of the second inning. We go to the third. 0-0, the score remains. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Corner Station in Pierre can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pierre.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the drgnews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the drgnews.com.
Living with less pain means living at your best, but an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total-joint.
Welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium. We've got a 0-0 ball game in the top of the third inning. And it's Jack Van Camp back on the mound, the local product. And as I'm speaking, we're going to be joined here by Caleb Hay, the starter from last night's game. Went five innings strong. Caleb, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Just enjoying the game.
For sure. You've been up here for about the last inning or so. It was a big charge put into that swing. Will be no avail for a foul ball. So you went five innings strong, first outing of the season. What were you feeling out there throughout the course of your start?
You know, at the beginning, since opening night, of course you're going to get those little nerves that creep in. But then once you get going, you build that bond with your team, you get that flow going, you get the adrenaline up, just get the mojo going, everything just flows and right into place.
For sure, and Jack Van Camp goes with an off-speed and misses, so the count now even in 1-1. Now one misses and rolls all the way to the backstop, so the count now 2-1. And one thing that Coach Jamie told me earlier, he said that you were really chomping at the bit to go back out there for that fifth inning and get that fifth and final inning in there. What was that conversation like with Coach?
Oh, yeah. He asked me if I wanted it. I said, yeah. I said, this was my game. I said I wanted it. I was excited to start opening night. You know, I love the defense. I love the offense. We were doing great last night, and I wanted it as much as I could.
Check swing to no avail. Oh, no. They're going to say it was a strike. So thought it was ball four there. That's Jordan Kelly, the first baseman, but it was not. So we will have another pitch here. Jack Van Camp. And the pitch. Off speed. Called strike three. So another strikeout for Jack Van Camp. And so, Caleb, what have you seen from Jack in this start tonight? Is it about what you've been expected it to be?
Yeah, I don't really know the guy, but he's out there. He's tacking. He's doing great, keeping the ball low, getting weak contact. That's all you can ask him anymore from a pitcher.
Seems like it's been a pretty nice atmosphere here at Hyde, especially last night and then tonight as well. What have you seen from the crowd?
Crowd's in it a lot. We got a lot of people talking, a lot of energy. And when you get the fans really going into it, it brings the players' energy up, and it just makes the game way better.
And that one's fouled off to the left side by Cameron Rendon, the second baseman he pitched last night. The 0-1 missed outside. 1-1 the count now with one away in the top of the third inning. And the pitch, that one missed. Rolled to the backstop. So, another question I have then for you, Caleb. Last year, a bit of an interesting year for the Trappers. Obviously, you weren't here for that. Team expectations, are they pretty high?
Of course, we always want to go in and attack and do our best. And we all, of course, the expect of every game is to win, go out there, have fun. You're going to lose some, you're going to win some, but it's definitely all about having fun and getting your work in.
We've got ball four there from Jack Van Camp, so that'll be a one-out walk to the second baseman, Cameron Rendon. So after the walk, it'll be Nick Eastham, the number nine hitter. And as I said a few moments ago, trying to get the audio issues worked out on the live stream. Just cut out for pretty much no apparent reason. Not really entirely sure why. Hopefully things run a bit smoother once I can get them figured out. Pitch fired in there for a called strike to Nick Eastham. So Caleb, what's the vibe been like here? When did you get into town first off is my question.
I flew in on Monday.
Monday, okay. And so got a host family?
Yep.
How are they?
They're good. Hanging out. They're all chill. Kind of just like getting to know each other, just seeing how we are.
For sure. And then we'll obviously be on the road for a majority of next week and the week after that. You looking forward to some long drives?
Oh, yeah. Road trips are always the best. Road trips with your friends, your teammates. Definitely an interesting times, great times. Make memories.
On long drives, are you a just put in some AirPods and listen to music kind of guy? You watch shows? What's that like for you?
It depends. Usually at first we're kind of like rowdy, kind of like just like hanging out. And then if it's a really long drive, usually I'll either take a nap or watch some TV on my phone or just listen to music. And then if we're going straight to a game, I'll usually listen to music, have a snack, just kind of get zoned in.
As the 3-1 pitch is fouled straight back from Eastham, so we'll have a full count here with one away and a runner on first. What do you listen to music-wise to get you in the zone, whether you're on the mound or whatever? What's the go-to for you?
I listen to a lot of country. Country's definitely my best. And then usually to get going, I'll usually listen to a little Motley Crue, a little rock, just to get the adrenaline up, the rush, get wired up.
And the 3-2 pitch misses outside to Eastham. So ball four for the second straight batter. We've got runners on first and second with one away here. So you guys had the Meet the Trappers event just the other night with the community. Pretty good turnout, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. There was tons of people that showed up. The kids loved it. We got to interact with the whole town, meet everybody. I loved it. Kids were happy. Made us happy. Great time.
Have you signed many autographs before?
Not really. I haven't really signed any before. Definitely a new thing to me. Definitely new, wanting all the autographs and like all the kids wanting you to sign everything. But I love it.
I don't know about you, but my signature/autograph, I'm not very good. Pretty sloppy. Is yours much better?
No, mine is a little messy every now and then. Kind of changes. Still trying to work on it, but it's definitely a little scribble and messy kind of.
Yes, yes, and so we're back to the top of the order. Dane Nakasuka with two runners on in a 1-1 count. And the pitch. That one misses. So 2-1 is the count. Jack Van Camp, the local kid. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball in there. First strike two. Was there anyone in the lineup that you faced last night that was a bit more troublesome to get out than others?
I couldn't really pick any, but there was definitely those ones that were battling. They had an approach when they go up, so you got to pitch to them a little bit better. And you got to know what they like to hit, what they're more comfortable swinging at, and if some are more protective or some like swing a lot more. It really just depends on who's the hitter, how they hit.
That one was fouled away by Nakasuga to stay alive. Count now 2-2 with one away in the top of the third. 0-0, our score. Van Camp looking in for the sign. Nakasuga stands in, and the 2-2. It foul once again. Scott off there to the left. Watch out for the cars out there. Nope. Came back this way. The wind helped that one a little bit. And I mentioned last night that my car was in a bit of danger from the foul balls because I forgot to move it. I made sure that I'm in a much better spot today. I was parked straight back that way.
Oh, dang.
Before first game. And so I was getting really nervous anytime there was a foul ball hit straight back here.
Oh, yeah.
Parked over there now.
Yesterday, that was that truck that got hit with the foul ball.
It's always the thing that no one really thinks about is Nakasuga swings and misses for strike three. That allows the runner to advance to third. The ball dropped into the dirt. Pretty heads-up play there. From Cameron Rendon to take third base. The runners are on the corners now with two away. We've now got Caleb Herbert, the shortstop. You have like a go-to pregame meal?
Usually something not too light but not too heavy. So I'll usually have like maybe a ham sandwich and maybe like a protein bar. Usually just have that little filling but not too heavy where I'm sick. And then have some water, a lot of water.
Yeah, I miss my playing days back in high school. I should suit up and take some batting practice with you guys one day.
Loved it.
See what happens.
It'd be great.
Got a 2-0 count now to Caleb Herbert, the shortstop. Runners on the corners, two away in the top of the third. The 2-0 pitch fouled straight back. What did you think of the fireworks show last night?
That was amazing. That was definitely a great way to end an opening night with tons of fireworks. People loved it. That was definitely an amazing show.
It was a lot better than I thought it would be. Although, it wasn't so great when after I finished with the broadcast, I went and had to help pick up some of the aftermath of that fireworks show.
Oh, yeah. I bet that wasn't fun.
Yeah. And Nick Easton takes second base on the ball in the dirt, so runners on second and third now in a 3-1 count. It's not really something that many people think about, is it? You know, you watch the fireworks. No one ever thinks about the cleanup.
Oh, no. Definitely. Glad I don't got to do that, but that definitely. You never do think about that. I always think about, you know, the fireworks. They just are in the air, and then they just go boom, and then they're, like, there. You don't think about what falls down, what spreads everywhere when it blows, like, when it goes. You never really think about that.
Those went off in right center field last night, kind of near the train tracks. I would be shocked if anyone ever hit a ball to the train tracks this year.
Oh,
yeah. Pretty far back there.
That's really far.
That'd probably be about 400 or 500 feet. Swing
Definitely.
And a miss. Strike three to end the inning. So Caleb Herbert goes down swinging. Jack Van Camp pitches out of the jam. Still 0-0 our score, going to the bottom of the third inning, and I think that we're going to be joined by Nick Blessing for the next half inning. For now, we'll take a break. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or take-out in the Pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carry-out orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
You can listen to any of your favorite DRG Media Group stations just about anywhere. All you need to do is download the app. Just log on to drgnews.com or download it directly from the App Store or Google Play. You'll get high-quality sound, up-to-date news, weather, and sports stories and video, podcasts, and, of course, your favorite music, notifications, and more. If you don't already have it, download it right now and see what you've been missing. The DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium in Pierce, South Dakota. We've got a 0-0 ball game in the bottom of the third inning, and I'm joined now by Nick Blessing, who came on for a relief appearance last night. It was a pretty darn good one, too. Nick, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Ryan. It's great to be here.
So, the first pitch of the inning coming in, and that one misses in the dirt for a ball. What were you feeling when you were on the mound last night? You were rolling along pretty well there.
Yeah, honestly, I was just feeling basically nothing. Just try to stay even keeled when I'm out there.
That's grounded over to third base. Nice play, long throw, pulled off the bag. So a bit of a Nolan Arenado-esque trying to type play for Snyder. Tried to throw it on the run. It was pulled him towards foul territory, but pulled him off the bag. The reason I say Nolan Arenado is because you are a St. Louis Cardinals fan just like me, a native of St. Louis.
That so. I am, Ryan. It's a good thing they don't have Nolan out there as we have a runner on first.
Right. Exactly right. So runner on first base now. We've got Connor Bendick up there for his second at-bat. Went 1-for-2 last night with a base hit. That's lined into right field for a base hit as well. So two runners on here with no outs in the bottom of the third. The Trappers threatening early in this inning. So what was your interpretation of the crowd and the atmosphere and the environment last night?
It was definitely the most amount of people I've ever played in front of, and it, not gonna lie, it got pretty loud out there, especially because I was pitching during the beer batter inning. So got the two strikes on a few batters, then it was getting pretty raucous.
And so you go to school at Spring Hill, is that right?
I do. Okay. Spring Hill College in Mobile, Alabama, along with Connor Bendick on first and Logan McKeever in the dugout.
And he just singled. Now we have a passed ball that allows for Andrew Beavers to take third base, so runners are on the corners now with no outs. Trappers trying to score the first run of the game. 0-0 in the bottom of the third. Brandon Hill, the right-hander on the mound, in a 1-0 count, steps off. So in Missouri, growing up, were there any like players who you had to face? That one's lined into right field. That'll get down for a base hit, and that will bring in the first run of the game. So an RBI single off the bat of Noah McCreary, and that breaks our scoreless tie. 1-0 Trappers lead in the bottom of the third. But anyways, back to my question before I was really interrupted by that base hit. Is there anybody you faced growing up that now is like considered to be pretty good or a good player in either high school or college or wherever it's at? Is there anyone that you're like, oh, I faced that kid or I played with that kid?
So the captain of my baseball team, my junior year of high school, his name was Mark Schallenberger, and he's currently playing at Evansville University in Indiana, D1. Had a tremendous year, batted 360, double-digit home runs. And then I also played against a guy named Jimmy Overtop, who's the starting catcher for the University of Michigan.
Ooh. D1?
Yeah.
And Power then, 5.
And then I also played against, you know, Mike Matheny, former Cardinals manager.
Yeah, of course.
I played against his son.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty
Kate
cool.
Matheny, for sure. He's a nice kid.
That one's inside and misses to Jacob Griffin. And so I assume pretty much been a Cardinals fan since day one living in St. Louis. What do you remember about that 2011 World Series?
2011 season. I remember watching
that one's hit into right field for another base hit. So three consecutive hits, and they will hold the runner at third base, and they'll now have bases loaded with nobody out.
About that 2011 season, I remember just the Cardinals being terrible going down the stretch, and then they turned it around, went on a tremendous winning streak, won the wild card. Everybody started to count us out. Then we beat the Phillies, moved on to the Rangers, and I remember David Freese's home run. Watched that on TV. That was a fun night.
That was insane. I remember staying up past my bedtime to watch that, sneaking it on the couch in our little media room, watching that and trying not to yell too loudly to wake up my parents and have them scold me. But that was crazy. That entire game, game six, probably still my favorite game that I have ever as a Cardinals fan. Definitely a crazy season.
It was a great game.
We just had a mound visit there. So a little pause in play before our bases loaded at bat from Anthony Barraza.
You know, Ryan, I've been to actually both Busch Stadiums. Busch
really?
Stadium 1 and then Busch Stadium 2. I went to Busch Stadium 1 when I was about 4 years old. And it was really cool because 2006 was the first year that they opened the new stadium. And in 2005 when I went, seeing the whole new stadium being built was just a neat experience.
I'm surprised you remember that as a four-year-old kid. I don't even hardly remember what I ate for breakfast this morning.
Yeah, I remember because it was the first time my dad, when he took me to the game, he bought me a pennant. And I still have that in my room.
Love that. So we have a 2-0 count now. After that one bounced in the dirt and got away a little bit. So Anthony Barraza definitely in a hitter's-friendly count, trying to do some damage. Just the way that Anthony stands in the box, he has the makings of a power hitter.
He looks dangerous. He
looks very dangerous. He singled in his first at-bat, a 2-0. That one's hit high up there and foul out of play to the right side.
Just missed that one.
Just missed that one. You heard that one bang off the roof above us.
Guys are hitting ropes now. Everybody's hitting ropes.
So a 2-1 count. Bases loaded, one run already in. Of course, the wind would not be very favorable for the right-handed hitting Barraza. That one bounced away, and that's going to allow a run to score. Coming in to score, Connor Bendick. And it is now 2-0 after the wild pitch. So we have runners on the corner, runners on first and second, rather, as everyone moved up. Runners on first and second, 2-0. Trying to score even more with no outs. Trying to do some damage, Anthony Barraza. And the pitch, that one missed high. That's ball four. So we got the bases loaded with no outs again. And it's going to be Hunter Brown coming up. You remember Hunter's ball that he hit over there near the 383 sign yesterday and got thrown out of third?
Yeah, I walked out to the mound to greet him after.
He hit that probably about as far as you could without it going over the fence somewhere.
Yeah, he absolutely stroked that ball.
Unlucky. And he squared up a ball in his first at-bat as well. He lined out to right field. So hard contact all around from Hunter Brown. He's got a chance to do some damage here. First pitch misses high. So would you say that for the Cardinals, Nolan is your favorite player?
Nolan's definitely my favorite player. We have an inside joke in my family because my brother-in-law is from Denver, and he wasn't happy about that trade.
Oh, I would imagine not. Yeah. It was highway robbery.
Yeah, they gave us $50 million for his contract.
Yeah.
So it didn't really make sense from a Rockies perspective. But
take back over to first.
I'm a big Nolan fan, and I like Goldie too, Paul Goldschmidt.
So what is the inside joke between your family?
Oh, we just like to rip on him about how we stole Arenado from him. Can't let him forget it.
Oh, man. Yeah. The Cardinals in a series with the Brewers right now. They lost last night, 4-3.
Yeah, let's hope that
3-0 pitch
tonight.
Misses high for ball four. So that will walk in a run. Trotting in to score, Noah McCreary. So an RBI walk. And it is now 3-0 with still nobody out. And so now it'll be Maddox Mueller coming up to bat. And a big shout out to Maddox and his family for helping make sure that I pronounce his last name correctly. I was pronouncing it Miller last night on the broadcast. He pulled me aside and was like, gosh, I'm not trying to be like rude, but it's Mueller. I was like, okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Anytime that I pronounce anything wrong, do anything like that, feedback is what I want, you know? So it's not being rude whatsoever. That one gets away too, and that's going to be another run scored on a pass ball. Jacob Griffin glides in to score, and it is now 4-0. You know, last night when I had John Hunt, the GM, on the broadcast, they scored 4 runs and took the lead. And so he was like, we got to do this more often. You sit down in the chair, and now it's 4-0 as well.
Anything I can do to help the Trappers win, I'll do. So you want me back on tomorrow if I'm not pitching?
I guess you'll just become my analyst. And pick back over to third, nothing doing. And please, by all means, this isn't just an interview. If you see anything or have anything that you want to make a comment about or you want to chime in on or go a little bit in depth on, go ahead. By all means.
For sure.
So Brandon Hill on the mound, the righty. That one missed. Actually, it did not miss. Thought that was a little bit high. But it was not. The count is now 3-1.
Yeah, I think tonight the umpire is more of a bigger zone, more pitcher-friendly tonight.
And that one, despite the pitcher-friendly zone, missed for 4. So another walk in the inning. That was a very big problem for North Iowa yesterday. They walked 16 batters and hit 5. So 21 free passes in total if you're doing the math.
If we're going to be honest, it was a problem for me, too. I had 3 2 innings, and that's something I want to try to limit the next time I'm out there.
It's harder, especially early on in a season. Got to get into a groove. Mm-hmm. First pitch missed way high to second baseman CJ Cumbo.
We see some action in the Iowa bullpen.
Yes, we do, and I'm not quite sure my eyes are good enough to read the front number as that one was fouled off straight back. Count now 1-1. Let's see if I can find a number for who that is. It's another right-handed pitcher. The 1-1 swung on and missed. Count now 1-2. What do you think of Hyde Stadium in general? Just like the way that it plays, the field, the outfield fence.
So when I first stepped on the field, I thought the fences were a little bit short. But in my opinion, the ball doesn't really carry here. So I was expecting it to carry more. But as a pitcher, I'm happy that it doesn't.
Pitchers friendly, kind of like Busch Stadium is?
Yeah. Going to the Busch Stadium games, I wish that Busch Stadium was a little less pitcher friendly because a lot of balls die on the track there.
Definitely do. And we have a full count now to CJ Cumbo. Base is loaded. Still nobody out. And the 3-2 brushed him off and missed inside for 4. So another bases loaded walk in the inning for Brandon Hill. So another run comes in to score. I just had a question for you, but I forgot what it was within the span of about a half a second. So we'll see if I get it back. In the meantime, though, we have a quick mound visit out there from the catcher, Craig Kenny. I remember my question now. Before you got here, had you ever been to South Dakota before?
I actually had never been to South Dakota before. This is, I think this is farther north than Boston is. So
it's probably close.
It's close, but this is the farthest north in like the Midwestern part of the U.S. I've ever been.
And so what do you think of Pierre and the entire state in general?
So I actually drove up here in on Friday with my mom. We actually went to Mount Rushmore first.
Fun.
I thought that western South Dakota was a very beautiful part of the U.S. And then we actually dipped into Wyoming a little bit, saw Devil's Tower, too. That was a great experience.
I need to go to Mount Rushmore. It would be fun, too, as Carson Trumbull in there, and the first pitch hit on the ground is short. Herbert makes a play, flips a second for one, and the first pulled off the bag, but the tag is made, so it's going to be a double play. But a run does come in to score as Hunter Brown comes in to cross the plate. So that is now I believe, 6 runs in the inning. That says differently than what the outfield scoreboard does, but
that was a pretty athletic play by the first baseman.
It sure was. I had to turn around and get the tag down. You know, I played first base for 1 inning in high school, and there was a few times where my teammates kind of hung me out to dry. I bouncing them in the dirt in front of me, and I wasn't exactly the best at picking the ball, and so they both went straight by me.
Yeah, first baseman, got to have good hands.
It's crazy, and especially when you've never really played it before. It's harder than it looks, as that one's lined into center. Will it get down? Yes, it will. That's an RBI base hit off the bat of Andrew Beavers. So that will extend the lead and extend this inning away.
Did you go to high school right over here where it says, like, go Govs?
Mm-mm. No, I'm not from here.
You're not from here?
No, where, no, where no. I went to high school in a little town called Berlin, Wisconsin. 5,000 people. It was about an hour north of Milwaukee, an hour south of, hour 15 south of Green Bay. So pretty much right in the middle of the state of Wisconsin.
So explain to me how you're an hour away from Milwaukee, but you end up as a Cardinals fan.
So basically, as that one's hit up the middle for a base hit as well. So back-to-back singles, that one from Connor Bendick, as he bats for the second time in the inning, and that's his second hit of the inning. So basically, the reason I'm a Cardinals fan is because of Matt Holliday. And he went to the Cardinals when I was about 9 years old. He was born in Stillwater, Oklahoma, which is where I was also born. So I lived in Wisconsin for about 12 years, but I moved from Wisconsin. Or I moved to Wisconsin from Oklahoma. So I lived in Stillwater, Oklahoma, which is where Oklahoma State University is, and that's where I go to school now. And so I lived there.
That's nice. How do you like Oklahoma State?
Oh, I love it. It's a school that I've always known I wanted to go to, D1. Lots of very talented players in pretty much every single sport, and we're going to have a mound visit and a pitching change.
We'll get to see that number now.
We will get to see the number whenever it is. You know, normally for a pitching change, I would take a commercial break, but since you're with me, we're not going to take a commercial break.
Sounds good, right?
We're not going to take a commercial break at all, but there's some athletes at Oklahoma State. There's a player by the name of Griffin Dorshing, and he's hit 2 500-foot home runs this year.
Yeah, I think I saw that on Instagram.
Probably so.
Hit it off the building in left field.
Yep, he did, and I actually did an interview with him, a fun little rounding the bases segment where we asked some fun questions. I did one of those with him a week after that game, and he showed me exactly where the ball landed, and it went way farther than I thought it did. And if you were to go watch that on YouTube, just under Ryan Breeden, my name, you could see how far that went, but it was impressive. And then I also found out, too, that one of your teammates on the Trappers, Trevor Seagraves, played fifth grade baseball with a man by the name of Rock Riggio. Rock was one of the top prospects in the class of 2020, I believe, 2020, 2021, one of the two. It might have been 2021 because he's a true freshman this year. Played fifth grade baseball with Rock Riggio in California.
That's definitely neat. Actually, as a kid, I didn't play with Pujols' son, but we played at the same ballpark.
Really?
Baldwin Fields. Did
you ever see Albert there?
I did, actually.
That's crazy.
Didn't get to talk to him, didn't get his autograph, but
just seeing him, you know?
Just an idol.
That's. What'd you think of him him pitching?
Him pitching? I mean, you got to put him up there with Shohei Ohtani now.
Oh, yes.
Him, Babe Ruth. And, I mean, you got to put Yachty in there now, too.
I hear you. You think you could strike out Albert?
Nah. I think he'd have one of those 500-foot home runs.
Oh, boy. Yeah, how far would 500 feet be here to left center? Would that probably be over the Boys and Girls Club building?
Probably somewhere in those trees back there.
Yeah, it might even hit the building over there. I don't know. Oberg Stadium, though, the house of Oklahoma State baseball, it's absolutely beautiful. One of the most insane venues I've ever been to. Can't believe it's a college stadium.
Do you cover Oklahoma State baseball, too?
I do. Right now, they're in the Big 12 championship, Big 12 tournament, rather. And I actually haven't checked the final score of the game, so I'm going to do that in real time here with you. Noah McCreary batting with runners on first and second after back-to-back base hits. 6-0 the score.
So, Ryan, I'm assuming that broadcasting is what you want to do for your career?
Yes, it is. This is what I want to do, so I'm just trying to get better pretty much every day, trying to, as that one's fired in there for a strike.
Yeah.
So one of my problems for today has been the live stream has not been working for me pretty much at all, as that one misses for ball four, so the bases are now loaded. You know, it's sometimes pretty difficult. You're looking at this entire setup up here, all this equipment and stuff. What do you think, just looking at the dual laptops, the dual mixers right here?
I'm going to be honest with you, Ryan. I don't know anything about the dual mixers, and it looks a little chaotic. I don't know if I could handle that.
It is, but hey, maybe over throughout the course of the year, you come up here enough, maybe I'll teach you, and maybe you'll take my job. First pitch.
It's definitely a lot of fun.
To Jacob Griffin. This is his second time batting in the inning, and he's got the bases loaded with two away.
It's great that you're up here doing this, because my dad was able to catch the game on the radio from St. Louis.
Yes, it was great. I'm glad people got to listen as Griffin gets sawed off a little bit to second base. Rendon fields and makes the throw to first in time for out number three. So that will end the inning, but not before the Trappers score six runs, seven hits. And that was quite an inning, and I guess that means that's a sign you're going to have to come up here again at some point.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, Ryan. Thanks for having me.
For sure. And we will catch you next time. That was Nick Blessing. What a excellent presence. And I actually just checked now. Oklahoma State ended up winning their semifinals game in the Big 12 tournament. So I'm a little bit happier now. So we head to the top of the fourth inning, 6-0 our score. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media Group. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customers' smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important thing, your business and your customers.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero turn mowers in three models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Welcome back into Hyde Stadium here in Pierce, South Dakota. We got a 6-0 ball game through three innings. We just had Nick Blessing on with us. He's a pitcher, and he pitched last night in relief. Pitched a shutout when he was in there. Just chatted for a little while and got to see the Trappers score six runs. So the first pitch of the inning from Jack Van Camp in there for a called strike. Six nothing is the score. You're listening to Trappers Baseball. That one's hit through the right side for a base hit. Here we're driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7 KGFX FM Pierre. If you only wear one thing, make it a seatbelt. Seatbelt's definitely something that you need here in South Dakota with all the hills. It's tempting to just speed up a little bit and catch a little bit of air. So here we go, Jack Van Camp with a runner on first base. The 0-1, that's hit pretty well out there to left center field. There's not going to be a play made by Mooley. Actually, there is. That one caught up there. The wind kept pushing it back to center. So Maddox Mueller used the speed and brought that one down. Had to run a country mile to catch that one, but he did. Probably a little bit of help from the wind as well, which is blowing towards right field, so that pushed it back into center. So one down now after the deep fly out. So Craig Kinney is on first base. one away here. And we've got Griffin Snyder. So a 1-0 count now for Jack Van Camp, the local out of Pierce, South Dakota, which is where we are currently, the 1-0 pitch. Missed low in the dirt. You know, one thing that I've been thinking since I've got to South Dakota and since I knew I was going to be here was that I need to go see Mount Rushmore, and that was what Nick was talking about a few moments ago when he was on here the last half inning, how he got to see Mount Rushmore. The 2-0 pitch, that's hit on the ground to third, and that's going to be a tough bounce, and that rolls into left field for a base hit. Jammed up a little bit, jammed up Hunter Brown. Tough play to make. It's going to be rolled a base hit, though, after that tough bounce, I would think. So runners on first and second with one away. But with what I was saying about the Mount Rushmore thing, I was trying to figure out at some point while I'm here how I can go see it, but then it was brought to my attention that I was volunteered already to make a trip there. It's the first pitch, breaking ball across the face of Jarrett Brandon and in there for a strike. So I'm interested to see what the hype is about with Mount Rushmore. I'm sure it'll be pretty. The 0-1 pitch. Hit in the air out to shallow left. Going to be a tough play for anybody. But calling everybody off and making the play is McCreary. Another one of those tough ones out there in no man's land. Two down now in the top of the fourth. Trappers leading 6-0 here. Out hitting the Roosters 7-2. And so now after the fly out, it's going to be the first baseman, Jordan Kelly. Runners on first and second. That pitch is chopped foul by Jordan Kelly. And the two hits that have been recorded by the Rage Roosters are both coming in this inning. One of them, a leadoff base hit from Craig Kinney. He had two hits in last night's game. He played for the Trappers back in 2020, and now he's doing some damage against them in this series. 0-1 pitch, that's hit to the right side, out of play. Count now 0-2, two away. Jack Van Camp going for his fourth shutout inning in front of a home crowd here in Game 2 of the Expedition League season. The Trappers won last night 13-4 behind some good plate discipline and opportune base running. The 0-2, breaking ball. Backdoor got him looking. That will end the inning. Another strikeout for Jack Van Camp and another scoreless inning for Jack Van Camp. We go to the bottom of the fourth. The Trappers lead 6-0. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com app.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the corner station.
Welcome back here for the bottom of the fourth inning in Pierce, South Dakota's Hyde Stadium. We've got a new pitcher on the mound for the Raging Roosters, Sage McMinn. He was a first baseman, and he started at first base last night, and now he's coming in relief. It was a three-inning outing for Brandon Hill. Did not go the best there in that third inning, giving up six runs. So now trying to see if they can stay in this game a little bit and keep a mercy rule from happening. So Sage McMinn will face Anthony Barraza for the first batter. First pitch fired in there, first strike. And the 1-0 pitch, that's hit high in the air out to left field. The wind kind of killed that one, left it up there. So Easton able to make the play. Four out number one. Another big league type pop-up there for Anthony Barraza. He had one of those last night that stayed on the infield. That one, a big time pop-up that just got kind of killed by the wind, which is crossing from left to right. Not the most hitters friendly for a righty like Barraza. And so now Hunter Brown, the third baseman, will stand in. First pitch, fouled back into the cages and heads up to the crowd. To the crowd during Top Gun night. So we've got our GM, John Hunt, wearing his aviators. It's a fun little theme night, but I'm going to make a confession. I have never seen the movie. Or the, I think, sequel that's coming out, I think, in the next couple weeks, or maybe it already is out, I'm not sure. But it's a 1-1 count to Hunter Brown, the third baseman. And he lines that one to third and hauled in there by Snyder at third base. So yet another hard hit out for Hunter Brown, his second line out of the game. Both of them hit very hard. So just unlucky. Just unlucky for Hunter Brown. So now after two quick outs, we've now got Maddox Mueller, the center fielder. Maddox Mueller out of Fayetteville, Georgia. A freshman at Andrew College. First pitch swung on and missed for a strike. 6-0 our score in the bottom of the fourth with two down. New pitcher on the mound. Sage McMinn fires one. That misses outside. The count now 1-1. One pitch, fastball up there that gets a big swing and a miss from Mueller. You know, here we are in the bottom of the fourth inning, and I still haven't quite figured out what's exactly wrong with that YouTube audio. The 1-2 swung on a miss for strike three. I'm trying as much as I can to get the YouTube live stream audio back up and running. We'll see if I can. If not, everyone can keep listening here on the DRG Radio Network. 6-0 to score through four innings. We go to the fifth inning. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
The DRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
I'm already liking how it's going right now and everything I'm already doing. And after this contract, I'd actually like to go active duty. and then see where it goes from there.
Here's Kaylee Rolfe, graduated senior, great boulder, but she's talking about a career in the military, maybe. Find out more on the Players Perspective Podcast. Listen or download your favorite station page at drgnews.com and the DRG News app. Brought to you by American Bank and Trust and Avera Orthopedics.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or take-out in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carry-out orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
Welcome back in here to the top of the fifth inning. We've got Cameron Rendon standing in for the Raging Roosters, and he takes the first pitch high for one. So it's Jack Van Camp back out there for his fifth inning of work. He's pitched four shutouts so far. Got a 1-0 count to Rendon. That one misses low for a ball. Pitching in front of a home crowd, Jack Van Camp, hometown kid from Pierre. And he's putting on a show so far. He's got a 2-0 count now to the leadoff man in the top of the fifth. Fires one across there for a strike. Brings him back in the count a little bit. The 2-1 pitch. Off speed, missed. 3-1 the count now. Van Camp in danger of surrendering a leadoff walk. Just two hits so far from Van Camp. A 3-1. That one missed. Ball four. So it is a leadoff walk. And the Raging Roosters will try to cut into this six-run deficit as best as they can. They lost by 9 last night to the Trappers. Down by 6 here in this one. And the first pitch fired in there for a strike. That one's Nick Eastham, the left fielder. Eastham was able to camp under a towering pop fly in the last inning from Anthony Barraza. And on the move towards second, throw down is in time. And again, another runner thrown out at second by Carson Schrumpeld. So it was a leadoff walk for Cameron Rendon. He tried to take second base, and for the second time tonight, Carson Schrumpeld says, not in this house. So now there is one away in our 1-1 count to Nick Eastham. And that one's skied out there to shallow right field. Pretty easy play for Beaver, and he makes the play for out number two. So two down now here in the top of the fifth inning, 6-0 our score, and we're back to the top of the order. Dane Nakasuka, the center fielder, and leadoff man, exact same specs as last night. Did the exact same thing, batted leadoff and played center field. First pitch to Nakasuka, sky to the left side, out of play, into the seats. And a nice catch made there by a fan who throws it right back down to Jack Van Camp. Gotta love that. So an 0-1 count, two away, a lefty-lefty matchup for Jack Van Camp, wearing the tan jerseys and tan hats for the Trappers. The 0-1 pitch. Just missed on the outside. Count now even in 1-1. And when we come back from commercial break, I'll tell a story about how I basically got robbed out of my only chance of hitting a home run in high school. The 1-1 pitch runs in and hits Nakasuka. So actually, you know what? I'll go ahead and tell it now. The reason I was reminded of that was because of what happened in that last half inning to Hunter Brown. Hit a hard line drive to third base. Just hit it to the wrong spot. Got unlucky. When I was in high school as a senior, was playing a game on the road, and I like to think I hit a got a bit of a charge into one, hit it to left center field. When I say a home run, I mean an inside the park home run, of course. I'm not strong enough to hit one over the fence. Never was. I hit one into left center field, went right between the left fielder and center fielder. They kind of toppled over each other to try to make the catch. That's the first pitch from Van Camp in there for a called strike to Caleb Herbert, the shortstop. So I hit a ball pretty well to left center field. Both left fielder and center fielder tried to track it down. They tripped over each other, and the left fielder just so happened to stick his glove out and make the play. That shatters the barrel of the bat, and ranging in is Seagraves to make the play for out number three. So our first broken bat out of the year. And we are done with the top of the fifth inning. Still no run score for the Trappers. And I know my story kind of got cut short a little bit there, but maybe I'll resume when we come back. Maybe not. We'll see how it's going. 6-0 the score. Trappers lead. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Are you ready for a little fun in the sun?
Oh, yeah.
Funtime Rentals in Fort Pier and DRG Media Group are giving you a chance to win a four-hour pontoon rental. Head over to your favorite station page at drgnews.com and register daily for your chance to win
a pontoon rental from Funtime Rentals.
See the full list of rental items by visiting funtimerentalsfp.com. Thanks to our friends at the Long Branch, River City's Public Transit, Iceman Homes, Slumberland Furniture, Masterpiece One-Stop Smoke Shop, and Funtime Rentals for making this promotion possible.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
And we're back in here for the bottom of the fifth inning. We've got Trevor Seagraves leading it off for the Trappers. A substitution, our first substitution of the game. We had a lot of them yesterday for the Trappers. Manager Jamie Habinger trying to get everybody in. First pitch, Seagraves shows bunt. Pulls back, but it's still in there for a called strike. Seagraves, one of the many players on this roster from Ottawa University, Arizona. Seagraves swings and misses at that one, so he's quickly down in the count 0-2. And so we've still got Sage McMinn on the mound after he pitched a shutout last inning. 0-2 pitch to Seagraves, taken outside for ball one. One and two, the count. Trevor Seagraves reaches for that one and comes up empty. So he will go down swinging for the first out in the bottom of the fifth. When you look out at the Bank West scoreboard in right center, it pretty much just shows all zeros except for that 1-6 spot that the Trappers put up in the bottom of the third back when we had the pitcher Nick Blessing joining us in the booth. And it was a lot of fun having him up here. That'll be something that we try to do pretty much for every game, have some players and have a revolving door of players in and out of here. So that way you don't just have to hear my voice all night. I know I'd hate to hear my voice all night. First pitch to Carson Trumpold, hit down the third baseline, fair ball. So that will be at least one. We'll see if he stretches it to two, and he will stretch it. We're going to have a play at second, and actually we will not. So sliding in to second base, Carson Trumpold. That's a double down the line. So a one-out double for the catcher.
Now batting for your Trapper, the right fielder, number seven.
So that is the third double of the season for the Trappers. Trying to add on to their 6-0 advantage in this game. And so now, after that, it'll be Andrew Beavers. First pitch up near the dome, and that one misses. The stadium lights now on here in the heart of Pierce, South Dakota. The 1-0 misses for ball two. You know, when I say heart of South Dakota, I quite literally mean that. Really not a whole lot that is close to Pierre, and I learned that the hard way, having to drive pretty much through the entire eastern side of the state to get here. That one's in there for a called strike. It was a 9.5-hour drive, actually, in total. And that one misses as well. So 3-1 the count now to Andrew Beavers. And that was a non-competitive hack there from Beavers. He was ahead in the count 3-1, kind of half-heartedly swung there and came up empty. The count now full at 3-2. One out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. That one is hit high. Maybe playable. We'll see. Catcher ending back. Kinney makes the play. Greg Kinney stayed with that one and made the out. That one was pretty much right in front of our YouTube live stream camera. So for the people that are watching, pretty much all they're doing is watching on the YouTube live stream because for whatever reason the audio is not working, which is frustrating to me and the viewers. So now after the pop-up and foul ground, we've got Jackson Mix batting for the first time in this game, and he takes ball one in the dirt. And that one is in there, taken for strike one to even the count. That one is chopped foul off the foot of Jackson Mix, that front foot, which is the right foot for the lefty. Count now 1-2, two away in the bottom of the fifth. And the 1-2, taken for called strike three. So that'll end the inning. We're through five here at Hyde Stadium. Trappers lead 6-0 as we go to the sixth inning. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero turn mowers in 3 models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
You can listen to any of your favorite DRG Media Group stations just about anywhere. All you need to do is download the app. Just log on to drgnews.com or download it directly from the App Store or Google Play. You'll get high-quality sound, up-to-date news, weather, and sports stories and video, podcasts, and, of course, your favorite music, notifications, and more. If you don't already have it, download it right now and see what you've been missing. The DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino.
Ah, why am I so sore? There are everyday moments.
Oh, hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder! Oh.
Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments.
Fly! Fly! Fly!
Go it! Class of 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
Thank you.
Welcome back in for the sixth inning here in Hyde Stadium. Got Jack Van Camp back out there for his sixth inning of work. He's pitched five shutout frames so far. So we'll have the catcher Craig Kinney batting, leading it off. In the first pitch of the inning, breaking ball misses outside. So 1-0 is the count. The 1-0 pitch bounces inside, nearly hits him. And I think that I might have resolved the YouTube live audio situation. I think if anybody over there watching that one can confirm by typing that into the chat. 2-0 pitch hit on the ground to second. Seagraves extends out for that one, but he's unable to make the play. So a base hit to lead off the inning for Craig Kinney. His second hit in this game matches his total from last game, too. Okay, I just got confirmation that I am now able to be heard. And for future reference, if anything ever goes sideways again with the YouTube audio, for all of you watching on YouTube, you can watch on the YouTube stream, and you can listen on the DRG website. I could even send a link out into the chat for that, and you can just match the radio broadcast audio up with the YouTube one. Sometimes technology doesn't always agree with us. The 1-1 pitch, that one misses for ball two. And I think for all the radio listeners, hopefully I am back now after that EAS message. The 1-1, that one misses high, goes to the backstop, so that'll be an easy advanced base for Craig Kinney, the catcher. Jack Van Camp on the mound for the Trappers in his sixth inning of work. He's pitched a shutout so far. The 3-1 from Van Camp hit on the ground is short. Mix, it's eaten up by that one a little bit, and it rolls into the outfield. That one will probably be scored in air with a tough bounce nonetheless, but it allows Craig Kinney to take third base. So we have runners on the corners now. Still nobody out here in the top of the sixth inning. Raging Roosters 90 feet away from scoring their first run of the game. So now Griffin Snyder, the third baseman. Takes a first pitch strike. So an 0-1 count. Griffin Snyder. Runners on the corners. The 0-1 bounces. Nice stop from Carson Trumpold. He's made a few of those tonight. Keeps that one in front and probably saves a run. The dark sky is starting to loom over towards the right field area, wind picking up. I believe I was interrupted for a moment by EAS emergency messages on our radio network, on our radio broadcast. The 1-1 pitch missed high. I think it's some thunderstorm warnings throughout the state. You can definitely see the dark skies. Two and one is the count. Pitch from Van Camp. That's hit high in the air out to shallow center field. Mueller ranging in. He makes the play. We'll have a play at home. Tagging, and he actually will go back to third. So a nice play there. And we actually had a defensive substitution, so that was not Maddox Mueller. It was Gabriel Arroyo. Gabriel subbed in defensively. He started the game yesterday and batted fifth. He went 0 for 1 in the game, but he was also walked and hit by pitch. And he just made the catch out there in center field for out number one. So runners still on the corners. And the first pitch dropped in the dirt for ball one. It's Jarrett Brannon. And it would be kind of fitting if he were to drive in the first run of the game for the Raging Roosters now, because that was exactly what he did last night, too. Scored the first run, actually responsible for driving in the first run of the season for the Raging Roosters. He singled to the left side. A chance to do the same thing in this game. The 1-0 missed up and in for ball two. So now after that one got away from Van Camp, we're going to get a mound visit here from Coach Jamie Haviger. Just past 8:30 local time, central time, here in Pierce, South Dakota. 6-0 is our score. Trappers have been dominant in this game. Jack Van Camp has been dominant in this game. Just a quick mound visit there to make sure that they're on the same page. Calm him down a little bit. Infield playing at double play depth. If they can roll one up here, it would end the inning and preserve what has been a shutout game so far. The 2-0. That one missed inside for ball three. So 3-0 the count. I've been informed via text by my wonderful producer as that one's lined through the left side for a base hit too. So Jarrett Brannon, as again, as I mentioned just a few moments ago, he drove in the first run of the game yesterday on a hit to the left side of the through the left side of the infield. He just did the same thing there. So that is the first run of the game for the Raging Roosters, an RBI single from Jarrett Brannon. But as I was saying, I was informed via text by my wonderful producer, Heather Williams, that we may be getting some sort of storms here in Pierre at around 9:30 Central Time, so about 50 minutes from now. As the first pitch is swung on and missed. That was Jordan Kelly standing in now after the RBI single broke the scoreless game for North Iowa. The 0-1 in there. A cross taken for strike two, so 0-2 is the count. So we'll see if we can get the entirety of this game in. It's moved along pretty quickly, especially with how Jack Van Camp has been pitching. The 0-2 pitch, that one missed. 1-2 the count. The 1-2, that one missed. So I've got some feedback on my YouTube Live comment section that they can hear me now, but it sounds like I'm in an echo chamber. Sometimes that's what it feels like inside my own head, too, just an echo chamber. Just words bouncing around as that's a swing and a miss for strike three from Jordan Kelly. For out number two, and Jack Van Camp trying to keep this to just one run in the sixth. Two runners on base. First pitch taken for a strike to Cameron Rendon, playing second base today, actually, from Algona, Iowa, playing for his in-state team, the North Iowa Ragin' Roosters. Runners on first and second, top of the sixth inning, 6-1, Trappers lead. We get a delayed steal towards third base, throw down, not in time. It was a close play, but not quite in time. So that's a stolen base for Griffin Snyder. Actually, I think we might have had a pinch runner. That's Zach Dickerson that just stole third base. It was a bit of a delayed steal. So a close play. And so after the double steal and everybody's safe, we've got runners on second and third now with two away in the top of the sixth. The 0-1 lined foul to the right side out of play. I'm sure there'll be a free-for-all for that ball in the grass patch. Some kids trying to run over and get that. I remember those days. Remember the days of feeling like getting a foul ball at a baseball game was the best way of knowing you've accomplished something. We have an 0-2 count now to Cameron Rendon. Trying to get out of the inning is Van Camp. In the dirt, swung on and missed. It's a drop third strike. And there's no throw down to first base. So Carson Trumpold held it. I think he didn't realize it was a drop third strike. And so there's no play down to third. We're getting a bit of a conference now, talking about it. And so it's going to go down, I think, unless there's something that changes here. It'll go down as a strikeout, but reaching first on a drop third strike. Bit awkward of a play. Definitely had time to make the throw. I just don't think that Carson realized it was drop third strike, so he just kind of picked up the ball and just kind of looked at it. Nonetheless, still 6-1, Trappers lead. Two down, bases loaded for the Ragin' Roosters trying to cut into the deficit. So now we have Nick Easton. And the first pitch inside nearly hit him. That was a disappearing slider. No swing, though, so 1-0 is the count. But back to my thing about the foul balls. I had a question for everybody. What is the age limit for when it becomes acceptable to go full-blown after a foul ball? The 1-0 that's in there. I believe that's, yep, it's called strike. 1-1 the count. So what's the acceptable age for being able to really go full speed after a foul ball? You know, I think that it's probably somewhere in the 1-1 pitch, missing the dirt. Probably somewhere around 18, 20 years old, somewhere around that age group. I think any older than that, it just looks a little bit weird on you for trying to go after a ball and take it away from a kid. That's just me, though. I probably is going to get some, need some adverse reactions. The 2-1, that one just missed to the displeasement of the crowd. And I'm I already got a text from my producer, Heather, that there is no age limit, but it should never be taken away from a child. Completely agree. Saw a video about that the other day. Aaron Judge, I think it was, for the Yankees, tried to throw a ball into the crowd for a kid. And a grown-up came right behind him and snatched it right out of his hands and ran up the stairs and took the ball. That, to me, is not something that I think is acceptable. The 2-2, that one just missed outside. Bases loaded. Top of the sixth inning, 6-1 to score. The Trappers lead. So then that gets back into the whole argument with the famous YouTuber Zach Campbell, who's pretty much known for getting foul balls. A lot of people don't like his methods. The 3-2 runner's on the move, and that misses for ball four. So a bases loaded, two out walk results in the second run of the game scoring. So a nice at bat there from Nick Easton. And so we're back to the top of the order. We've got the center fielder, Dane Nakasuka. He's got bases loaded, two away. And so we've got a chance here. It's the tying run at the plate. First pitch, breaking ball in there, taken for strike one. I believe I saw in the chat that Dane's parents were watching on the YouTube live stream. I think they can hear my voice now speaking. Their son is batting with bases loaded. That one's fouled off to the left side, out of play. The count now 0-2. Trying to stay alive now. Keep the line moving. Inflict further damage upon Jack Van Camp, who has been excellent in this game. The 0-2, off speed, misses low and outside. A nice take for the Raging Roosters center fielder out of Laguna Niguel, California. Transferred to Vanguard. Looking in the 1-2, chopped on the ground to first, making the play and stepping on the bag for the third out. So that will end the inning, a ground out that was fielded by Will Hoke, the first baseman, subbing in the game and making a big out number three, unassisted at first, to end the inning. So the Roosters strand the bases loaded, but they do score two in the top of the sixth. It is 6-2, Trappers lead, going to the bottom half of the sixth inning. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media Group. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customers' smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important thing, your business and your customers.
The Corner Station in Pier can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They're open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pier.
Welcome back into Hyde Stadium here in Pierce, South Dakota. We've got a 6-2 ball game. The Trappers lead, trying to take the first two games of the opening series against the visiting North Iowa Raging Roosters. Noah McCreary is the one up at the plate, leading off the bottom half of the sixth. The first pitch, that one missed high. So it is still Sage McMinn on the mound, going in for his third inning of relief work. 1-0 in there for a called strike one. Count now even at 1-1. Brandon Hill started the game for the Raging Roosters. The 1-1 pitch swung on and missed for strike two. He started the game for the Raging Roosters on the mound, threw two scoreless in the first and second, and then gave up six runs in the third inning, and then was pulled from the game. The 1-2 to McCreary. Breaking ball. Called strike three, so punch out looking for the Trappers left fielder. So now we'll have a substitution. The Colton Yanish And one very easily identifiable trait for Colton is the 6'5" frame. Not many people with a bigger frame than Colton. As he watches the first pitch in there for a called strike one. A little bit of a storm front moving in here to Pierre. Big swing and a miss, strike two from Yanish. So down in the count now, 0-2, and looks like Sage McMinn's got into a bit of a groove, working very fast, already in the windup, and the 0-2 fouled off to the left side. But as I was saying, we have a bit of a storm front moving in here to Pier. You can see it counteracting the wind going from right to left, from right field to left field. The dark sky is rolling in. 0-2 breaking ball. That one just did not quite come down enough. So the count, 1-2. Two away here. In the bottom of the sixth inning. Breaking ball, good one, and another strike out looking. So two breaking balls that buckle the knees of Trappers hitters. First Noah McCreary, and then that one Colton Yanish. So back-to-back strikeouts to start the bottom of the sixth inning, and now with two away, we're going to have Will Hoke. Still should have about 40 minutes until that storm front moves in here fully, and I would assume we can finish by then. We got a 1-0 count now to Will Hoke, the first baseman. He started last night and then came in as a sub tonight. 1-0 misses high for ball two. Two and 0 the count. The 2-0 in there, taken for strike one. And another thing about storms, having been born in Oklahoma, currently living there for college, really no storm can scare me at this point with what I see in Stillwater and throughout Oklahoma. So we got a big swing and a miss from Hope to make it a 2-2 count. Trying to strike out the side here is Sage McMinn. He's on an absolute roll on the mound. But there's just some storms that you see in Oklahoma that make you feel like you're staring straight in to the eyes of something not pretty. 2-2 pitch missed outside. So we got a full count now, 3-2. And the payoff pitch swung on and missed. Sage McMinn feeling himself and visibly showing that as he walks off the mound, striking out the side. Three scoreless frames for Sage McMinn in relief. We are through six innings. We go to the top of the seventh. The Trappers still lead 6-2. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com app.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or take-out in the Pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carry-out orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
We're Welcome back for the seventh inning here in Pierce, South Dakota. We've got a new pitcher on the mound. It's number 27, Casey Castuza. The first pitch misses well outside, bounces off the backstop for ball one. And I was informed by my producer, Heather, that the storm that I was just mentioning a few moments ago is slowly growing to where it may be here a little bit sooner than expected. That one's fouled off straight back by Caleb Herbert. The count now 1-1. So for all those on the YouTube stream, you can see what the sky looks like on your camera. But for those that can't quite see it on the on my radio broadcast on 92.7, that means there's a chance you're somewhere in the area here in Pierre if you're watching, and that one's hit into right field. Tough play for Seagraves. Rending back, jumps up, and unable to make the play. So a leadoff base hit off the bat of Caleb Herbert. But you can see a very clear contrast in the sky where it cuts off from dark to light. Those clouds rolling in from right field across the diamond, creating a bit of a wicked sunset to my very far right. The 1-1, running for second, and losing the grip on that one was... Actually, I think we have a new catcher as well. I think we've got Daniel Hobb back there now. So Carson Trumpold is done behind the dish. He threw out two batters, or threw out two runners on the bases. The 1-1. Breaking ball misses outside. 2-0 count now. Not 1-1 before. It was 1-0. Better write that down, because that's probably the last time I'll ever be wrong in my entire life. The 2-0 fouled off straight back. 2-1 the count to the catcher, Craig Kinney. He's been a menace in this series. 4 hits to his credit. Looking for hit number 5 of the series. The 2-1 misses in the dirt. Ball 3. Three and one the count. Runner on second base. Top of the seventh inning. 6-2 our score in favor of the Pierre Trappers. 3-1 pitch. That one's chopped slowly down the third base line, and that will roll foul. Round of applause for that heads-up play over there by Colby Rich at third base. It was one of those where you take a gamble and just kind of keep watching it roll down the line in hopes that the higher powers will blow that one foul. That was exactly what happened. Just kind of kept watching it. So it's a foul ball. Full count now to Craig Kinney with a runner on second base. There's sometimes, though, where watching a ball roll foul like that and letting it go can come back to bite you. Not that time. And Castuza steps off and checks on the runner at second. Nothing doing, though. The payoff pitch fouled off straight back out of play. So we will do the 3-2 once again. One thing I'm confused by right now is how the clouds could be rolling a different direction. The clouds are rolling a different direction than what the wind is blowing down here on the field. I can't even begin to comprehend how that happens. 3-2. I guess that wasn't 3-2. I know. I guess now it's 3-2. I thought it was 3-2. I was mistaken. It is now 3-2. Pickoff back to second base. Nothing doing. 3-2 count now. Craig Kinney, the payoff pitch. They're going to ring him up, strike three. Started to walk towards first base, but instead he's walking back to the dugout, picking up the bat on the way. So a big strikeout there, and we're going to come in here for the home for the field umps and I think talk about something here. This might be weather-related. Very well could be weather-related. We're getting some flashes in the sky. I first saw one about a minute ago. So we're meeting out there just past home plate. The two umpires, Coach Jamie Habinger and Coach Dakota Greer. As I said, it is weather related. The storm front rolling in, seeing a few flashes of lightning that could potentially call this one early. We're in the top of the seventh. 6-2 the score, the Trappers lead. And I'm going to wait quick to see how they sort this out before I send us to any sort of break. The front has been slowly drifting its way in here for about the last hour. And Heather just informed me it's going to keep getting stronger over the next hour. The storm's coming from the west. So our conference is finished up. And we'll see. We might resume play. So we're going to keep playing. We had a meeting about it. Decided not to call anything yet right now. We're going to keep rolling here. So no need for a commercial break. No need to go anywhere. We'll stay right here. So we will continue after some deliberation from the council. Steps off the plate. Steps off. Checks on the runner. And now we're going to go back. Taking out for third. Throw down is not in time, and it bounces away a little bit. Doesn't really matter, though. So Caleb Herbert has stolen third base. Runner on third now with one away here in the top of the seventh. Trappers leading 6-2. Zach Dickerson is the batter. The right fielder from Hope International, raised in Garden Grove, California. One of 10 Californians on the Raging Roosters roster. And the pitch, that one's skied out to center field. And who will make the play? Very close to each other, but called off and making the catch, but tagging up to score. So the third run of the game will score for the Raging Roosters. And as that ball was in the air, we saw another flash of lightning. The third one we have seen now. So 6-3 our score after the sacrifice fly off the bat of Zach Dickerson. So two away here. Sky continuing to get darker. First pitch misses high to Griffin Snyder. As Mother Nature tries to foil our plans, the 1-0 missed inside again, 2-0 the count. The 2-0. That one missed up for ball three. So another question I have for my viewers. What type of weather phenomenon is the scariest to you? I know for some it probably is tornadoes. The 3-0 pitch missed inside for ball four, so that's a four-pitch walk. So now a runner on first base with two away. Could be tornadoes, could be hurricanes. Just depends on what your phobia is. Mine, personally, it's probably a tsunami, just because I'm afraid of the ocean and what it can do, its capabilities. I love the beach, love going to the ocean. First pitch misses outside to Jarrett Brannon, who singled in the first run of this game for the Raging Roosters. We have another flash of lightning off to the left side of play. Breaking ball, that one misses. The 2-0 sliced foul out of play to the left side. 2-1 the count now. And I'm pretty sure that my producer, Heather, would probably go storm chase any type of storm. She's let me know that weather is a big-time thing for her. And right as I say that, she texts me and says, I want to chase tornadoes. What's the timing of that? 2-1 in the dirt, misses, throw down to second, not in time. So that's a stolen base for Griffin Snyder. The second stolen base of the inning, the first one, ultimately resulted in a run scoring. The 3-1, sliced fair down the left field line. That's going to roll all the way to the wall. That's going to be an RBI double from Jarrett Brannon, his second RBI of the game and his third of the series. And all of a sudden, what do we have here? We've got a two-run game. Four consecutive runs scored over the last couple of innings for the Raging Roosters. And now here we are. We've got a game on our hands. The tying run now at the plate. And it'll be the first baseman, Jordan Kelly. That one swung on and missed. The count 0-1. The 0-1 pitch, that one missed in the dirt, and so that will allow for the runner to take third. So Jarrett Brannon now on third base after the wild pitch. Six to four the score in favor of the Trappers in the top of the seventh inning, but these last two innings, the Raging Roosters have been mounting a comeback. The 2-1 misses high. Or the 1-1 misses high for ball two. Two and one count. So here we go, a 2-2 count now, and the pitch misses inside, so we now go full to a 3-2 count. And that one is skied foul out of play to the right side. So the count remains 3-2. Two outs, top seven, 6-4 the score, full count 3-2. Costuzza fires the 3-2, that one just missed for ball four, and now we're going to get a mound visit after a two-out walk. There is some action in the Trapper's bullpen over towards that right side. And we will see what ends up going on here. Six to four the score. Trappers trying to hold on here in the second game of this young season. They won last night 13-4. Trying to hold on here. So our mound visit is over. And Casey Casuza will stay on the mound, try to finish out this seventh inning. He's given up two runs. So here we go now. First pitch, swung on and missed by Cameron Rendon. And I was told I just had double audio for my stream. I think that I just fixed it. Someone let me know if I did. The 0-1 pitch is fouled off to the left side. So 0-2 is the count. I think I just fixed the double audio issue. I think I know what it was. I was pulling up it in the other tab. Hopefully it's fixed now. Someone let me know if it is. The 0-2, that's hit high, perhaps playable, into left field. It'll be Jackson Mix that tracks it down in foul ground to end the inning. So 6-4 is our score. Going to the bottom of the seventh inning. 6-4 the score. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero turn mowers in 3 models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
You can listen to any of your favorite DRG Media Group stations just about anywhere. All you need to do is download the app. Just log on to drgnews.com or download it directly from the App Store or Google Play. You'll get high-quality sound, up-to-date news, weather, and sports stories and video, podcasts, and, of course, your favorite music, notifications, and more. If you don't already have it, download it right now and see what you've been missing. The DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
We're about set here for the bottom of the seventh inning in Hyde Stadium. The Trappers lead 6-4, trying to hold on here on this Friday night. First pitch lined to the right side, jumping up and making the catch. Nice catch by the first baseman, Jordan Kelly. That is the first out of the inning. So now we'll have Gabriel Arroyo subbed in as a center fielder just a couple of innings ago. Now batting for the Trappers. So with one away, the lefty Gabriel Arroyo. That one misses high. So once again, pitching is Sage McMahon. He's been on an absolute tear. 3 scoreless frames. That one's skied out of play. For a foul ball. 1-1 the count. And during this past commercial break, I sprinted outside quick to see what the weather was about. I felt a raindrop. Although it could have just been a little bit of moisture off of one of the beer cans. That one's hit into left field and making the catch. The left fielder, Easton, for out number two. So the Trappers scored six in the third inning and have been held silent since then. So Trevor Seagraves back up now for the second time tonight for him. With two away here in the bottom of the seventh. So here we go. First pitch to Seagraves. It fouled straight back towards me, and it just thudded off the roof. Count 0-1. McMinn gets set. That one's hit over to second base. And we will have another 1-2-3 inning. Sage McMinn, have yourself a night. Relief appearance, four shutout innings. Trappers held silent once again. We go to the eighth. The Trappers lead 6-4. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Living with less pain means living at your best, but an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total joint.
The BRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
I'm already liking how it's going right now and everything I'm already doing. And after this contract, I'd actually like to go active duty and then see where it goes from there.
Here's Kaylee Rolfe, graduated senior, Great Boulder, but she's talking about a career in the military, maybe. Find out more on the Players Perspective Podcast. Listen or download your favorite station page at drgnews.com and the BRG News app. Brought to you by American Bank and Trust and Avera Orthopedics.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the corner station.
Welcome back here for the start of the eighth inning. The Raging Roosters trying to continue their comeback that they put up these last two innings. They were down 6-0. It is now 6-4 as we start the eighth inning. First pitch, that one missed. And we've still got Casey Casuza on the mound. And that one's in there for a strike. Count 1-1, first batter in the top of the eighth inning. That's in there, taken for strike two. And quickly working the 1-2, swung on and missed strike three. So Nick Easton goes down swinging for the first out of the eighth. Trappers need to record five more outs here to hold on in game number two. Trying to beat the weather, which has been slowly rolling in the entire night. And now Dane Nakasuka. First pitch in there for a called strike one. So and one the count. Nakasuka takes a breaking ball that just missed inside. Count now even in 1-1. Trapper's trying to start 2-0. One one misses outside. Last season, Trappers went just 17-45. And it seems like we'll be able to get the rest of this game in. That one's lined down the right side. Foul. Just foul. Would have probably been extra bases for Dane Nakasuka. Instead, it'll be a 2-2 count. Once again, a big shout out to my producer, Heather, who's been keeping me updated on the weather. Looks like we should be good to finish this game out with one out here in the top of the eighth. 2-2 pitch to Nakasuka, chopped slowly on the infield. Third base, Rich tries to get it, and he cannot. Tough play to be made there, and no play ultimately was made. So that'll be an infield single for Dane Nakasuka, and that brings the tying run to the plate. It'll be Caleb Herbert. Trying to complete this six-run comeback. First pitch, missed outside. And as I said, there is someone out warming up in the Trapper's bullpen. I can't see the number because of the high wooden fence. 1-0. Nakasuka on the move, and he's going to slide in ahead of the tags. That's a stolen base. And since Carson Trumpold's been subbed out of this game, the Raging Roosters have tried to start taking bags. They've become a bit more successful these last two innings, with a runner now in scoring position with one out. That one's hit high within the infield. We'll see if it stays in play. Hulk watches it drift foul out of play. So no play was made on that one. And the rain has started to come down here. Light rain. Haven't seen any more lightning. I would assume we'll just play through this rain, but we'll see. Some light rain coming down, so some fans starting to take cover a little bit. The 1-1. Off speed, missed. Count 2-1. A 3-1. Swung on and missed. Count out full at 3-2. You know, I just thought about my camera that's out there for the YouTube Live people. It's behind home plate. I think that it's safe from the rain. Even if not, I think it's fine. 3-2 pitch gets away and allows Nakasuka to take third, so it's a walk, and now there are runners on the corners. So runners on the corners. Still one away. And it is now Craig Kenny up to bat. He has been in trouble. He's been trouble in this series. Been a tough out for the Trappers. Four hits. Looking for five, and first pitch swinging into center field. Ranging in is Arroyo. Going to be no play made at home, so Nakasuka tags and scores with ease. And we now have a one-run game. 6-5. 6-5 the score. So an RBI, as the wind is starting to pick up here, and I'm sure my YouTube people might be able to hear that through the crowd. I'm not sure if it's even working. The wind's picking up, starting to swirl. Weather certainly making this for an interesting finish as the first pitch in there for a called strike. We're going to turn down that crowd audio. So the wind does not be heard, and that one spikes in the dirt. And advancing from first to third, and that's going to roll into the outfield. Oh, and he slipped Caleb Herbert. So Caleb Herbert tried to round third and maybe score on the wild throw from the catcher, but was unable to, so he had to slide back into third. That could have tied the game, but instead It remains 6-5. Daniel Habb tried to throw over to third. Caleb Herbert stole two bags on the wild pitch. 1-1 count. That one's hit foul out of play. And the weather definitely playing a factor now. Late on in this game. 6-5 score with two outs in the top of the eighth. The 1-2 misses high. Having to duck out of the way of that one, Zach Dickerson. So the count now 2-2, and we'll see if that mistake proves costly for Caleb Herbert. The 2-2, taken for strike three. That'll end the inning. So that does prove costly. The slip at third base from Caleb Herbert. It would have tied the game at six. Instead, the Trappers hold on to a 6-5 lead as we go to the bottom of the eighth. Trappers need three more outs to close this one out. But first, they'll try to add on some insurance runs. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Are you ready for a little fun in the sun?
Oh, yeah.
Funtime Rentals in Fort Pier and DRG Media Group are giving you a chance to win a four-hour pontoon rental. Head over to your favorite station page at drgnews.com and register daily for your chance to win
a pontoon rental from Funtime Rentals.
See the full list of rental items by visiting funtimerentalsfb.com. Thanks to our friends at the Long Branch, River City's Public Transit, Iceman Home, Slumberland Furniture, Masterpiece One-Stop Smoke Shop, and Funtime Rentals for making this promotion possible.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero turn mowers in three models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Back here for the bottom of the eighth inning. As we were away, we had the first pitch of the inning thrown in there to Daniel Habb, and it was a called strike. And that one just fired in there from McMinn is ball one. So a 1-1 count now to Daniel Habb, the catcher. Bottom of the eighth, and he's going to hit that one right back to McMinn. Makes the play, slowly trots over and tosses that one to first base. For out number one. So now, with one down, we'll have Andrew Beaver. He started this game as the right fielder, and he's been in there the entire time. One of few that has not been subbed out. Coach Jamie Habiger trying to take advantage of his depth to get guys in there. First pitch to Beaver. That one's hit right back to McMinn as well. Going to be a tough play. Throws the first in time. He did get him. So showing the composure there is McMinn. Sage McMinn been absolutely dominant since coming in the fourth inning. That one bounced off the hip, rolled to the right, stayed with it, and made a strong throw to first. So two quick outs for the Trappers in the bottom of the eighth, trying to add some insurance. Up by just one run, and Jackson Mix now batting. Fastball misses high. The sun pretty much fully set now. Fully dark skies, so it made it a little bit harder to see the contrast from the dark clouds that have been rolling over here. Yeah. The 1-0 pitch from McMinn, fouled off straight back by Jackson Mix. The count now 1-1. 6-5 our score, Trappers lead. Two down in the bottom of the eighth. Trappers need just three more outs to close this game out. But before that, they're trying to add some insurance. And so that one's fired in there and misses for a ball. So 2-1 the count. The rain mostly stopped here. It was coming down pretty hard the last half inning. The 2-1 to Jackson Mix. That one bounces in the dirt and skips away for ball three. So we were close, it seemed like, about an inning and a half ago to calling the game for weather. But then we decided to stick with it, and the Raging Roosters have mounted a comeback. They were down 6-0, and it is now 6-5. And they nearly scored the tying run in the top of the eighth. The 3-1 pitch to Jackson Mix misses in the dirt for a two-out walk. We had a passed ball in the top of the eighth inning with two outs, and it allowed for the runner to advance from first to third. And it was Caleb Herbert. He advanced from first to third, and then on the throw down to third, it skipped away from the third baseman into left field and would have been probably an easy sixth run to tie the game. But instead, Herbert slipped while he was rounding third base. And eventually that run was not able to score. And I'm now joined very quickly and impromptu by John Hunt, my GM, here with two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. And it's been an exciting one, one that I think it looked like nearly got called about an inning and a half ago because of the weather.
Yeah, we were down there. The coaches went out. I talked to Jamie, and they decided to try to keep playing. And they had to finish that inning anyways to make it an official game. And then it looked like the storm was going to go away for a minute. And then the rains came down, but they didn't see the lightning. And I think that would have been the key. If we would have seen any kind of lightning bolts, they would have had to stop it for 30 minutes.
We saw some flashes within the clouds, but no definitive bolts or strikes. So we've got quite a game here. The 1-1 pitch to Noah McCreary, dusting him off, up and in. I don't know what it is. Every time you join me, Trappers are getting thrown up and in.
Well, here's the other thing. Every time I join you, we get a couple runs, and now the game got tight, so I figured I'd come over and see if this helps.
It sure did get tight. Sage McMinn came in the fourth inning in relief, and he has been lights out. That one's packed up. The wind will carry that one out of play. Hear that one bounce off
the top of the press box, yeah.
The tin roof, we've had a few of those.
Tin roof, rusted.
I like the Top Gun hat.
Thank you,
sir. You're on Top Gun night. You had the aviators earlier.
I know, but it was getting too dark. I was running into people, and they thought I was drunk, so I figured I'd better take them off.
You'd probably be disappointed in me if I told you I've never seen Top Gun.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I know. I've had people that I've worked with, and I'll say a Ferris Bueller thing, and they're like, what's that?
I've seen Ferris Bueller, so okay. I can at least have that much credit. The 2-2 pitch from McCreary, that's a overpowering fastball swung on a missed strike three, so the Trappers need three more outs to close this one out, trying to win the first two games of the season, up 6-5. And we're going to go to the top of the ninth, and I think that we'll have John back with us in the top of the ninth when we come back from commercial break. You're listening to the Trappers on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
The BRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
I'm already liking how it's going right now and everything I'm already doing. And after this contract, I'd actually like to go active duty and then see where it goes from there.
Here's Kaylee Rolfe, graduated senior, great boulder, but she's talking about a career in the military, maybe. Find out more on the Players Perspective Podcast. Listen or download your favorite station page at drgnews.com and the DRG News app. Brought to you by American Bank and Trust and Avera Orthopedics.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
Okay. And welcome back in for the top of the ninth here at Hyde Stadium.
We're talking sushi, but I'm back in the game. They said sushi, and I'm like, where can you get good sushi in Pier? And I know that DRG just had the ad, but I got to go try it out. They talked me into it.
Okay.
Sushi guy.
Anyway. I love sushi as well. Anything that involves crab, I'm down. Crab is like my favorite meat of all time.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of sushi. I know some people aren't. As we get in our chat, we have Lisa Gibson saying, saw Top Gun Maverick earlier today, and it was awesome.
Right? Well, you got to tell this guy to watch the first Top Gun before you go see Top Gun Maverick. So that means you might have to do it because, you know, I might be having a little surprise for our team on Tuesday.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's right. You're going to be on the road.
I'll be on the road, so it won't be a surprise
for
me.
You come back.
Okay, that is perfectly fine, and we're about to start here for the top of the ninth. But first, we're going to get a mound visit.
Again, he's going to ask what to get Millie and Jimmy for their wedding present.
So it's Griffin Snyder up at the plate. And some of my papers over the course of when the wind was really howling, some of my papers completely blew away.
Okay.
You live and you learn, you roll with it.
Yeah, hustling back. Again, we want to get this thing done before any other weather comes our way. Though I think, I'll pull up the radar right now. I've got it on my phone. We'll give you the official. It just says light rain, but it does say severe thunderstorm watch, but it says the rain should be stopping in the next 14 minutes.
We'll see if the game is over by then. And that one, the bunt spread out, has popped up.
Oh,
and that one's going to get down in the throw to first. Still in time.
What a play by the pitcher.
Wow, Logan McKeever.
Yeah.
And there to pitch, popped up the bunt and should have been trouble immediately.
Well,
would have been a tough play.
He charged the plate thinking the bunt was going to go down. When he saw the guy go down to bunt, he charged the plate like you should, but the bunt was a pop-up which popped over his head. He turned around, scooped, and did a 360 spin like old school Michael Jordan, made the throw to first.
Talk about some poise from Logan McKeever, and that is the first out, and the Trappers need just two more outs to close out this game. First pitch chopped straight back. Jarrett Brannon trying to keep it alive. So 0-1 the count. Logan McKeever. The 0-1 pitch hit on the ground up the middle, and that's going to get through for a base hit. So the tying run is now on base for the Raging Roosters. The go-ahead run is now up to the plate.
And this is a save situation for McKeever.
Sure is. And we've got Carson Gross.
Interesting. To give some description, if you can't quite see it, Logan McKeever kissed the ball and held it up to the sky. Excuse me. Well, I kissed this ball.
Maybe some superstition going on there.
Yeah.
Hey, you never know. There's some weird superstitions that I have seen. The locker room at Oklahoma State, they have a Bang Energy drink wall. Have you ever heard of those? The Bang Energy drinks, the cans, it's got the big B on
it. I heard of Bang. Yes,
It seems pretty much just like hardcore caffeine. Probably make you twitch out a little bit if you drink it, but they have a wall of these cans piled up in the Oklahoma State locker room. So there's some weird superstitions and things that you see in baseball, especially kissing a baseball. Not surprising to me, I guess, as the first pitch just misses. We have a pinch hitter, Carson Gross. He was a third baseman last night.
There are a couple of things that I did yesterday that I made sure I did again today.
Okay, and what would that be?
First thing was, and I'm not a McDonald's fan, but yesterday I ate McDonald's.
Okay.
I had a...
That one's about straight back. 1-1 the count.
What are they? McGriddle. I had a sausage McGriddle. So I said, okay, we won last night. So this morning I got up, and on the way to work, I got another sausage McGriddle. So if we win tonight, I have to eat another sausage McGriddle tomorrow.
All right. Probably not good for your health, but I mean,
no,
it tastes good.
No, but you know, it's just a tradition. You know, you can't break a streak. You don't mess with a streak.
You're exactly right. It's one of those things. You just got to roll with it. The 1-1 miss is in the dirt. And so my friend Vince in the YouTube chat brings up a good point. With the weather, would there still be an extra inning home run derby if we are tied?
As long as we would be eligible to play any other inning, the answer is yes.
So, Vince, I believe the answer to that question would be yes. If we are in a tie situation, we would have extra innings in the form of a home run derby. The 2-1 pitch fouled off straight back.
And if the weather stays away, which now it looks like the radar is saying rain ending in 14 minutes, and it's only very light rain right now, we could see that. Though I think the Trappers would like to end this
definitely
two outs from right now.
You know, got a little bit lucky in the top of the eighth when Caleb Herbert slipped rounding third base, and he might have tied the game. If he hadn't slipped, we had to go back to third, ended up not scoring. The 2-2 pitch hit on the ground, just foul down that first baseline.
And I'm going to have to jump at two outs so I can be down there when we finish this, because that's another one of those things that I did
yesterday. It's an obligation.
Well, that too, but I did it yesterday. And so we get to the second out. I got to rush out of the press
box. Not a problem.
I'll turn it back to you.
I always enjoy the impromptu visits. They're fun.
Yeah, and I think you were mentioning that the listeners were enjoying it. And, again, it's another one of those things. I think if we need a couple of little boosts on the field, I come and join you, man. And
absolutely.
Anytime you let me, I'll do it.
Oh, for sure. And the 2-2 pitch swung on and missed. So now the Trappers need just one more out to close this thing down.
And I'm going to let you finish this as I go down to the field for the third out, my friend.
Sounds great, my friend. I'll see you later. Go have fun. Enjoy it. Try to stay dry, even though I think that the rain has stopped. Trappers need just one more out. Logan McKeever trying to record the save. So now we will have Cameron Rendon in there as the final out. Trying to keep this game alive. The tying run is on first base. First pitch. That one misses for ball one. Trappers trying to take game two of the series. They won game one last night. 13-4. Trying to hold on here. 6-5 our score. The 1-0 pitch. Bounces in the dirt. Misses again. But a nice block there. Keeping that one in front. Not allowing that tying run to advance to second. So 2-0 is the count. Garrett Arnold is behind the plate now. Our third catch we've seen in the game for the Trappers. Trying to close it out. Need just one more out to do it. The 2-0. That one misses low as well. Ball three. 3-0 the count. And now at this point, if you walk Cameron Rendon, you're going to have the tying run in scoring position with two down. For Nick Eastham, who awaits on deck. The 3-0 pitch, that's taken for strike one. So battling back there with a fastball right down Broadway, Logan McKeever. One more out needed for the Trappers, leading 6-5. The 3-1. That's in there for strike two and stealing second base, and that's going to bounce away. Won't matter. We'll be no advancement beyond that. So a stolen base for Jarrett Brannon. And so the tying run will be in scoring position regardless. But just one more strike needed for the Trappers. Tying run at second, 6-5 the score here in the top of the ninth inning. We've got a full count for Cameron Rendon. Logan McKeever trying to lock it down. Looks in for the sign. Taking his time, trying to make sure that he's on the same page as Garrett Arnold. The 3-2 pitch. That one's hit foul off to the right side, so he will do it once again. 6-5 our score in the top of the ninth inning. Full count. Logan McKeever trying to close it out. Cameron Rendon, 3-2 count. And the payoff pitch. That one's checked foul. Somehow made contact, and that one bounced off the cages and back onto the playing surface. The Trappers scored 6 runs in the third inning, but have been held scoreless since then, thanks to Sage McMinn tossing 5 innings of shutout. But the Trappers trying to close it out here, just need one more strike. The 3-2, breaking ball, that misses. So that's going to be a 2-out walk, and there are now runners on first and second. So Nick Easton will get a chance to try and tie up this game here in the top of the ninth. Trappers trying to close it out here at home, Hyde Stadium. Weather cooperating with us just enough to allow us to finish out this fantastic game on a Friday night. First pitch to Easton in there for strike one. So McKeever gets ahead in this count after falling behind 3-0 in the previous count. Runners on first and second. McKeever gets set. The 0-1 misses inside. It's a righty-righty matchup. Easton from Moorhead, Kentucky, goes to Midway. And he's trying to tie up this game in the ninth. The 1-1 breaking ball missed inside as well. Count now 2-1. No action in the Trappers bullpen, so it looks like this inning is Logan McKeever's inning no matter what happens. Going to try to get this final out any way that he can. And that one is hit up the middle for a base hit. Rounding third. And Brandon will score. We are tied in the ninth, and that gets away. And it looks like Rendon will score as well. Oh, my goodness. All of a sudden, the Raging Roosters lead in the ninth. An RBI single, and then the throw gets away back on the infield and allows 2 runs to score. So just like that, the Raging Roosters take the lead and complete their 6-run comeback. Clutch piece of hitting from Nick Easton. And he drives in Jarrett Brannon and Cameron Rendon. And it is now 7-6. So we're back to the top of the order after the 2-out clutch hitting. And we've got Dane Nakasuka fouling that one straight back for strike one. So as a reminder, it is now 7-6. North Iowa leads after they were trailing 6-0 after 3 innings of play. And they just took the lead with 2 outs in the ninth. Logan McKeever trying to just get out of the inning as Nakasuka gives a pretty good charge into that one to the right field. Back at the wall, and it's gone! 2-run home run off the bat of Dane Nakasuka, and that is some insurance in the ninth. Nakasuka put a charge into that one, used the wind that is blowing out to right field to help, and there was no shot at making a play on that one. 2-run bomb to complete a 4-run inning here in the ninth, all of them with 2 outs. And just like that, the Roosters lead 9-6. That was a pretty good swing there from the lefty Dane Nakasuka. And a huge home run to provide some insurance. And with nobody else warming up in the pen, this is going to be Logan McKeever's inning. But the damage has already been done with 2 outs in the ninth. The Trappers needed just 1 out to end the game, but instead the Raging Roosters fought back. And the first pitch misses for a ball to Caleb Herbert. So now ultimately, Caleb Herbert slipping at third base in the eighth doesn't matter anymore because they came back anyway, and he's going to sky that one. Playable in foul ground. Will Hawk slips and makes the catch on his back. So a bit of a tough play to make there. But the play is made and the inning is finally over. But 4 runs scored in the top of the ninth. The Raging Roosters take a lead, and now Pierre is down to their final three outs. We're going to go to the bottom of the ninth, but first we're going to take a break here. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Ah, why am I so sore?
There are everyday moments.
Oh, hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Oh. Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments.
Fly! Fly! Fly!
College! Class of 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
You can listen to any of your favorite DRG Media Group stations just about anywhere. All you need to do is download the app. Just log on to drgnews.com or download it directly from the App Store or Google Play. You'll get high-quality sound, up-to-date news, weather, and sports stories and video, podcasts, and, of course, your favorite music, notifications, and more. If you don't already have it, download it right now and see what you've been missing. The DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
We've got the bottom of the ninth coming up here at Hyde Stadium. It was a drama-filled top nine when the Raging Roosters were down to their final out and scored four runs. They took the lead on a two RBI single up the middle, and then they added on with a two-run home run off the bat of Dane Nakasuka. So now the Trappers need three to keep this going beyond the ninth. And that swung on and fouled off by Colton Yanish, the 6'5" machine. And it is Sage McMinn back out for his sixth inning. He has been unbelievable for the Raging Roosters. The 0-1 bouncing the dirt and misses. So ultimately for the Trappers here, what you need is base runners early in the inning. The best way to get back into it. The 1-1 to Yanish. Chopped and missed. The count now 1-2. Trappers trailing 9-6 in the bottom of the ninth, down to their final three outs, chasing three runs. The righty, Sage McMinn, the 1-2, chopped and missed, but it rolls to the backstop, so we have a drop third strike, and Yanish will reach. A little bit of confusion is I don't think that Yanish realized that it was a drop third strike. So kind of hesitated on his way down to first, but it went far enough back there to allow for him to take the base anyway. So even after a strikeout, the Trappers are able to get their leadoff man on. But we're going to have a little bit of a discussion here by the umpires near the mound to see whether or not maybe that was foul tipped. Could be about the only thing that I would think. McMinn pleading his case. Colton Yanish standing over there at first. It was called a drop third strike, and Yanish reached safely. But they're, I believe, checking to see whether or not it was foul tipped. If it is, we're going to have to redo it again with a 1-2 count. So they're going to say, no, it was not foul tipped. They're going to say that's a drop third strike, and he reaches safely. So the leadoff man is on. And now the Trappers have some life. So now batting, we've got Will Hoke, the first baseman. He checked in a few innings ago. He went 0-2 last night, but he was also hit by pitch twice. Two of the five hit by pitch the Trappers saw last night. And he scored one run as well. An Oklahoma City native trying to continue this ninth inning rally. First pitch, fouled off straight back. 0-1 the count. Bottom of the ninth. Trappers need three runs to tie. Leadoff man reached on a drop third strike. Sage McMinn trying to close it out. The 0-1 bounces in the dirt and misses, and Yanish will take second base. So that eliminates the double play. And the count is now 1-1. A couple of tough bounces there from Craig Kenny, the catcher, who has been lights out in the batter's box this series. But had two of them get by him now. The 1-1, that's lined into shallow center, and that'll get down for a base hit. Yanish will be held at third, and now we have runners on the corners with still nobody out. So a drop third strike and then a base hit from Will Hoke, and a tying run for the Trappers is now at the plate with still nobody out. And it's going to be the third baseman, Colby Rich. Trappers down 9-6 in the game. They need three runs to tie. Raging Roosters scored four in the top of the ninth to take a lead and then add on to that. And we'll see just how impactful that two-run home run from Dane Nakasuka is. First pitch, that's lined up the middle for a base hit. That gets down. One run will score, and the runners will stay. Actually, they'll advance because it gets by the right fielder, and now we have runners on second and third with no outs. So an RBI single from Colby Rich scores one, and then it gets by the right fielder, Dickerson, goes through the wickets, and now we've got the tying run at second with no outs. So perhaps we will see some craziness. Nolan Summerfield in my YouTube chat said before this inning started, keep the faith, lots of ball game left. We've seen crazier things. For now, we're going to have a mound visit. The crazier things have been happening these first three batters. A drop third strike. And then two base hits. And here we go. Now would probably be a good time for me to update the score. 9-7. After the mound visit. Quick mound visit. Just a two-run game now. And as a reminder, if we go to extra innings, it's not a true extra inning format. It is a home run derby. Where, if I remember the rules correctly, each team selects three batters, and all three batters get five swings, and whoever has the most home runs. And Gabriel Arroyo batting now, and he takes a first pitch strike. Arroyo checked in a few innings ago, and he's playing center field now. He walked twice last night, 0-1 misses high. And if it wasn't for the Dane Nakasuka two-run home run, Trappers wouldn't have the winning run on third base with no outs. That one is spiked in the dirt for a ball. The count now 2-1. Trappers trying to continue with his ninth inning rally. And the pitch misses in the dirt as well. 3-1 the count. On deck, Trevor Seagraves. Tying run on second base. Winning run at the plate. Gabriel Arroyo is that winning run, and he's in a 3-1 count. And he check swings, nubs it off the end of the bat, so the count is now full at 3-2. Sage McMinn entered the game on the mound for the Raging Roosters in the fourth. And he had pitched shutouts in five consecutive innings up until now, where he's in some trouble, and there is no one warming in the pen for the Raging Roosters. So as was the case for McKeever in the last inning, this is McMinn's inning, and that's hit up the middle for a base hit as well. Three straight hits, and one run will score, and both guys fall down, and now we have a pickle, and it looks like Colby Rich is going to be out. So that could have tied the game, but both guys running home slipped. Will Hoke slipped, but he was able to score. And then Colby Rich slipped, and fell, and he was thrown out. Gabriel Arroyo was able to advance to second base on the play at the plate. So the tying run still remains on second. But talk about a crazy sequence. And that one, you could probably blame that on the rain, wetting the playing surface a little bit, maybe causing some slipping to happen. Both guys fell in pretty much the same spot in the same way. So now one out. Seagraves, big swing and a miss. Got a crazy ending to this game. Game two of the Expedition League season. Trappers needing one run to tie. The 0-1 to Seagraves taken for strike two. Crowd doesn't like it. But now an 0-2 count. So we've had three times now. Well, I guess two. Where a runner has slipped somewhere between third and home, and it's cost a team a run, one each. Now the ump will call time and I think give a warning over there to the Trapper's dugout. Gabriel Arroyo is at second base. He's the tying run with one out. 0-2 count for the righty, Trevor Seagraves. The 0-2 misses in the dirt, staying alive. We've seen two passed balls in this inning from Sage McMinn. A passed ball here would advance, most likely advance, Gabriel Arroyo to third. Trappers have two outs to play with, but a 1-2 count. The 1-2 called strike three, and then on the move to third, and thrown out! That's a game-ending double play! Strike him out, throw him out. What a throw down from Craig Kenny to third base, and they got Gabriel Arroyo gunned down at third. So that will end the game. A stunning finale in the bottom of the ninth for the Trappers. They were going to tie the game. The tying run was rounding third, but Colby Rich slipped and fell and was thrown out at home. And then we have a strike him out, throw him out to end the game. So a brutal sequence in the top of the ninth and the bottom of the ninth for the Trappers, and that'll end it. Final score, Raging Roosters 9, Trappers 8. We'll come back for some post-game analysis. Well, first we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Corner Station in Pierre can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pierre.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com.
Living with less pain means living at your best, but an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total joint.
Pierre Trappers Baseball on River 92.7 has been brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, The Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, The Corner Station and The Crossing, Classic Car Wash, Darren Boyle Sales, and Avera St. Mary's Hospital. Stay tuned. Trapper Wrap, a look back at tonight's game, is next on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Trappers game coverage on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7, now continues with Trapper Wrap, a recap of tonight's game. Let's go back to the ballpark.
We are back in here at Hyde Stadium after a crazy final sequence of events here in the top of the ninth and the bottom of the ninth. The Trappers fall 9-8 to the visiting North Iowa Ragin' Roosters, and that is the Ragin' Roosters' first victory in team history. Couldn't be much of a crazier one to call your first. In the top of the ninth, the Ragin' Roosters were down to their final out and then got an RBI single up the middle that scored two after a wild throwback into the infield. And then it was Dane Nakasuka driving one out of here with a two-run home run. And now after the events that transpired in the bottom of the ninth, we see just how impactful that two-run home run was from Nakasuka, because without it, the Trappers would have walked it off and won 8-7. Instead, they fall 9-8 after what really is an undescribable sequence of events there down from that third base to home stretch of 90 feet. It was a base hit up the middle by Gabriel Arroyo with no outs, or with one out in the ninth. No, actually, it was no outs. Base hit up the middle from Gabriel Arroyo with no outs in the ninth. Would have scored two easily. But as he was rounding third and rounding towards home, Colby Rich slipped and fell. Could be because of some wet grass that we saw because of some rain in the later part of this game. Colby Rich slipped and fell. So instead of tying the game at 9, he was tagged out at home. And then we had a strike him out, throw him out situation at third base to end the game. And it was Craig Kinney throwing out Gabriel Arroyo on the base paths after striking out Trevor Seagraves on the same pitch. So 9-8, the final score in this game. And last night it was the Trappers winning 13-4 after being out hit 11-7. Tonight the Trappers fall despite out hitting the Ragin' Roosters 11-6. So it comes back and bites the Trappers tonight. It was a great game from start to finish. The Trappers were ahead 6-0 after three innings, but that was when the door was slammed shut by Sage McMinn, who came in and pitched five shutout innings from the fourth through the eighth, and then able to close it out in the ninth, just barely able to close it out. So a crazy game here, and we're going to have another one tomorrow between these same two teams. Have another one tomorrow and then another one on Sunday to conclude the four-game series. Series now tied 1-1, and we're going to take a quick break here and come back, hopefully, with Coach Jamie Habiger, the head coach of the Trappers. I'm going to go try to track him down quick while we take a quick break. We'll be back here. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media Group. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customers' smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important thing, your business and your customers.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back in here for the Trapper Rap post-game show. As we were waiting here, trying to track down Coach Jamie Habiger for a post-game interview. It's a bit new for him as well. Trying to track him down after a crazy finish here at Hyde Stadium, where the Trappers fall 9-8, coming up just short in the bottom of the ninth. It was the top of the ninth rally that gave the Raging Roosters the lead. They completed a six-run comeback and ended up taking the game 9-6. And I think that I see Coach Jamie starting to trot his way up here, so he's working his way up. I think we'll have him here in a moment with you, so I'll start getting that all prepped. But it was Logan McKeever that was on the mound in the top of the ninth, and he was an out away from closing out the game. But instead, the two-out rally that I mentioned resulted in the Raging Roosters taking the lead and ultimately closing it out. So the weather definitely played its part in the conclusion of this game. And I am now joined by Coach Jamie Habiger of the Trappers. And Coach, thank you for joining me here on the post game. And really not many ways you can describe that ninth inning. That was just a crazy sequence of events, and it just happened to fall the other way. What was your take on that ninth inning?
Yeah, it was a tough one. We shouldn't even come down to the ninth inning. You know, we let them hang around and kept them in the game, and they took advantage of it.
Yeah, ninth inning. Looked like Colby was going to try to score the tying run, and it looked like he slipped. Do you think that had anything to do with maybe the rain, the grass being a little bit wet, anything like that? Because both Colby and I think it was actually Will slipped at, like, pretty much in the same spot.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it might have been a little wet, but he had his feet moving under him, and baseball guys just didn't have it out for us tonight, that's all.
Sage McMinn came in relief for the Raging Roosters after your guys' six-run third inning, and he basically closed the door there for five straight innings.
He did.
Just talk about what kind of impact him being able to close the door had on him being able to come back.
Yeah, that was huge for him. You know, he did a great job. We were joking around last night that he was not a pitcher and he wouldn't get on the mound, but he got in and he shut us down. He did a great job for not being a pitcher.
That's absolutely right. And so tomorrow you're back at it again. And who is it on the mound tomorrow night for you guys?
We're going to go back to Drew Copeland. He was under his pitch count, so he had one day rest, so he's going to go back on the mound. And we're getting pretty thin on our pitching as well, so we're going to we'll work our way through it. You know, it's nice to see 11 hits on the board from us, and they were early, so it was good hit and run and getting guys in by hits rather than walks tonight.
Absolutely right. And so it'll be Drew Copeland on the mound tomorrow for the Trappers when they try to regain the series lead, now 1-1 in the series after the rally in the ninth. That'll be it for the Trapper Rap post-game show. Big thank you to Coach Jamie Habiger for joining me.
Yep.
We're going to call it a night here. You're listening to Trappers Baseball. That was the post-game show on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7. See you guys later, and good night.
Trapper Rap, a recap of tonight's Pure Trappers action. Thank you for joining us, and stay with us all season long on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.